Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Of Disorderly Conduct. Today is Big Titty Tuesday, December 11th, 2012. Thank you for joining me. Hello there, Dougie Doug, Hammurabi's Code, Karl Barks, Melissa 13, Nikki Smokes a Lot, and Worth of the World. A lot of ladies in the house. Karl Barks has already been put on mute already. He got put on mute before the show even started. Karl says, you should call yourself Vince in Young Boy's Pants. What? I take offense to that. I'm just not even going to. All right, you know what, Karl? You're going back on mute. That's all there is to it. 2 minutes. Karl Barks, 2 minutes for insinuating that I'm that somehow for just being Carl Barks. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. So it's Big Titty Tuesday. We're here to celebrate tits. Feel free to bombard me with your favorite boob pics throughout the show. Got some nice ones last week. Maybe we can do some more again. And the ladies, if you want to take a picture of your breasts and Sharpie on them VITB for life, you get extra credit if you send that in. Take a pic and send it in. Anonymously, of course. Anonymously. Always. Yeah, there's been a lot of shit popping off today. We're not going to just talk. We don't have to just talk about boobies. We can talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. I really don't want to get I really don't want to get morbid here, but there was a terrible shooting incident in Portland at a mall up there. My thoughts and prayers are with the folks who passed and their family and friends. Terrible. Also, there was this little incident over at the Michigan Capitol building today. Over 9,000 protesters marched on the Michigan State Capitol today in a show of force by unions fighting controversial right-to-work legislation recently passed by the state legislature. Chaos ensued outside the Capitol building as pro-right-to-work demonstrators were physically attacked by union members who took down a large tent set up by the conservative group Americans for Prosperity. Yeah. So I think some of you have probably seen this video circulating around the internet. This dude, Steven Crowder, who is sort of on again, off again contributor to Fox News and self-avowed comedian, although everybody in the comedy world just thinks he's a joke, literally. Like, he can't tell jokes, but he's a conservative and he's funny to some conservatives, so they've taken a liking to him. And, you know, he made his break on Red Eye. I remember seeing him on Red Eye. He does these little YouTube videos. He does these gotcha YouTube videos where he goes and tries to interview stupid liberals and get them to say stupid shit on camera and make himself look smart and funny. So he tried to do that today down at this this huge union rally, and he got a little roughed up by the union thugs there. They didn't really appreciate him or the group he was with, the Americans for Prosperity, who basically what happened was there was this huge protest, union protest, with thousands and like over 9,000 protesters. And this conservative group knew that that was going to happen out at the Capitol. So they decided that they were going to erect a huge tent in the middle of, I guess there's a grass field outside of the state building there. So they put up this huge tent with nothing in it. It was completely empty inside. I don't know if you saw videos, but there was nothing in it. A handful of people in there. And so, you know, they get into it with these union thug dudes, a little back and forth. People start getting frisky, and this dude Crowder gets popped in the face by one of these union thugs. Now, I'm not a friend of, I'm not a fan of Crowder at all. I've never enjoyed his work. I've always thought he was just a unfunny douchebag. And I'm certainly not a fan of these meathead union thugs who took down this tent and tried to beat the shit out of this guy. So Americans for, Sicko in the chat room says, fuck the Americans for prosperity. Now, what I see Americans for Prosperity doing here is exactly the same thing that the Westboro Baptist Church does. They are essentially abusing the First Amendment, their First Amendment right to free speech, in order to taunt and incite people to violence. So then they can turn around and sue their asses. They went there with the intent of antagonizing these people just with their presence. And I'm not in any way advocating the violent reaction that they gave, but that's what these people were hoping for. They were hoping that these union thugs would show their thuggery and their meatheadedness. And they knew that one meathead in the crowd at least was going to snap. And it turns out tons of them did. It's just stupid. I think both sides are idiots. Shame on both sides. But we can talk about that if you have thoughts on that. I was hoping to get. Am hoping to get City of Flint to call in. He's based out of Flint, Michigan, and I'm sure he's got some has a perspective on this. And it'd be interesting to see it filtered through his eyes. I'm sure he's seen a lot of local media attention on it and whatnot. But yeah. It's kind of fucked up what they did. They took down their tent. They tried to beat the shit out of these people. And that's just not cool, all right? Like, they should know better. They should know better than that. But they don't. Because they're fucking idiots. They're meatheads. That's why they need to be in a union. Because they can't fucking think for themselves. They can't think or straight. They need somebody to represent that because they're dumb shit. Not all of them, but certainly a good portion. All right, I'm getting worked up here. You know, it's Big Titty Tuesday. We should be celebrating boobies. We really should. And we will. By gosh darn it, we will. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667. I've got a lot of callers already lined up on the switchboard. I'm going to go screen calls right now and come back with somebody. I don't know who. I don't recognize any of these numbers. But I'll be right back for some more fun and excitement here on Big Titty Tuesday with your host, Vince in the Bay. Be right back.
I don't clean, they do it for me. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Motherfucker, I was on mute that whole time. God damn it. Son of a bitch. You guys missed a great transition. It was awesome. Hey, Gonzo PhD. You guys missed an awesome transition. I'll try to redo it for you, but basically what I said was, welcome back to the show, and I was checking my tweets, and I got a tweet from Assert MacFags saying, she's out of town and can't call in tonight, but just wanted to let me know that Ravi Shankar died tonight. Rest in peace, Ravi Shankar. Yeah, she gave me the little sad face with the teardrop. Shut up, sicko. Sicko says in the chat room, notice how many... And he says, notice how the only great transitions are the ones when he's muted. Yeah. The best show is the show within the show. The part you don't hear. The green room talk, the stuff that's said when we're muted. That's the best part of the show. The best part doesn't get recorded. That's what sucks. That's why people hate this show. I don't blame them. Anyway, so rest in peace, Ravi Shankar. I can't believe it. We just had him on the show live in studio like last week, and he's gone. So we might have had like the last live performance ever of Ravi Shankar on this show. And it was just, what, last week we were celebrating Dave Brubeck passing on. A lot of legendary musicians. It's always done in threes, though, isn't it? Who is going to be next? They always die in threes. There's got to be some other crusty old, badass legend that's just ready to kick the bucket any second now. Who do you think the next person's going to be? Kenny G, says Melissa 13. Yeah, so that can be a thing. You're on Big Titty Tuesday. Get your ideas, your thoughts on who the next crusty old musician will be to die in the next week to create the trio of Dave Brubeck, Ravi Shankar, and somebody else. Unless there was somebody before Dave Brubeck that I missed, or in between Dave Brubeck and Ravi Shankar. I don't know. Probably was, but not aware. Anyway, rest in peace, Ravi Shankar. I'm going to bring on my special guest tonight is going to be City of Flint. I'm going to bring him on in just a second. But before I bring him on, I want to say hi to a good friend from another Blog Talk radio show here. I believe we have Nikki Smokes-a-Lot from the Marijuana Happy Hour. Hey, Nikki.
Hello, Vince.
Hey, did you just hear the news about Ravi Shankar?
Yes, I did, and I have to be honest, I have no idea who that is.
Jesus Christ, you're a pothead and you don't know who Ravi Shankar is?
Yeah, I know.
That's terrible. You didn't hear my show where I had him play? Just
no,
like last week.
I think I missed that one.
Oh, okay. So what's going on with you, Nikki? What's new?
Well, I saw that you were having a show on Big Titty Tuesday, and since I have big titties, I decided to call in and say hi tonight.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, so what size bra do you wear?
36 double D.
Mamma mia. That's fabulous.
Thank you.
And feel free to private message me a link to... Thank you. Have you ever tried to do titty sprinkles with them?
What is that?
Did you see my slideshow there?
No, let me go look.
Look at the slideshow.
You put on the best slideshow, by the way. Oh, my God, that woman's tits are huge in the leopard outfit. There's
yeah.
no way.
That's
I cannot hear.
That's Samantha 38G. That's her porn name, Samantha
38G. Oh, that's nice. I like the sprinkles. And we have man boobs.
Boobs, yes. I'm hoping that Shadow DXS will call in to represent the moob population. Oh, man. Well, it's good to hear you on the show, and thanks for calling in. Do you want to hang out while I bring on some callers?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll hang out for a little bit.
All right. It's Big Titty Tuesday, ladies, if you have large breasts, or men, if you have moobs, call in, share us your dimensions and your thoughts. 347-826-7667. All right. We also, of course, have Hammurabi's Code in the building. What's up, Hammurabi's Code?
Not a lot. What are you up to, Vince?
Well, I'm getting ready to take a deep dive into this whole Michigan union nonsense with the city of Flint. I'm really interested to hear his view on the whole situation.
Yeah, is that where that faggot got popped in the face and then they took down their gay little tent?
Yes.
Awesome. How is this guy, like, I've never seen him on anything. I've never heard of his name.
He's mystically got
50,000 followers.
Dude, he's been around for a while.
He's an internet celebrity?
He wishes. Well, now he is. But I've known of him for a while. He appeared on Red Eye for a while. Like, he was a regular on Red Eye for a long time. And then he got a gig as a straight up Fox News contributor, and he was appearing on Hannity and Fox and Friends, fucking Greta, all the shows. Like, all the contributors do. They do the talking heads just make the rounds, right?
Right.
So he got in the mix, and somehow he got out of the mix, because, like, I haven't seen him on there. I mean, I don't watch Fox News. News religiously, but I can tell you right now, he hasn't been I don't think he's been on Red Eye for like over a year now, like at least a good year. Like, I can't even, and like, he's had very sparse appearances in the last couple months. And yeah, this is kind of a stunt on his part, and all of a sudden now Fox News is totally like, you know, claiming him as one of their own, you know, when he was like heading to the door more or less with Karl Rove and Dick Morris. I have to give big ups to Fox News for firing Karl Rove and Dick Morris. I can't believe they let those two clowns on for so long. They paid those guys a lot of money to lie to people. A lot of money to talk just... or they were either lying to people or were completely wrong about everything. So, you know... good move. Kudos to you gotta give big ups where big ups are due. Big ups to Fox News for firing Karl Rove and Dick Morris. Dick is Warthog Morris. He looks like a fucking warthog. Good riddance.
I hope Saul calls back in. He was pretty funny last night, particularly with the Lane Bryant comment.
Sorry, I need to take a sip of water. Take over, Hammurabi. Do a quick chat roll call real quick, all right?
Saul Goodman, call show.
You like Saul Goodman now. See, this is...
I hated him in the beginning, but he won my heart over.
You know what?
With the Lane Bryant comment to Mercedes.
You know what?
So,
You got to meet really quick last night. You got to meet Kyoto. I think you'll like Kyoto too. You actually remind me.
He was a dick.
Yeah, you remind me of Kyoto a lot. I think you guys are going to hate each other. I predict you guys will hate each other at first, and then you'll end up loving each other because you guys remind me of each other so much. You don't even know.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's Kyoto's badass, dude. He's a fun guest to have on the show when he shows up. But anyways, I digress. Let's stick with our guest tonight. That is City of Flint. Welcome to the show, City of Flint. How you doing?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on. What's up?
Oh, great. I'm going to attempt to say hello. Is that Hammurabi's? Is that right?
Hammurabi's code, yeah. Oh, shit. We totally skipped a roll call, but that's okay.
Wait. Go ahead, please.
All right, let's do a roll call. Go ahead, Hammurabi. Do it, man.
All right. Coming in first, we've got, as usual, Anon Sicko, Blitzy, City of Flint, Caddy Idiot, Celtic Abortion, Danny Dantalion, Dantalion.
Yes, he said it.
Yes.
It's Italian, silly fool.
God, yes.
You not meat? Can you not speak meat hacker?
I don't think so.
All right, continue anyway, portion.
Coming in, bringing up the rear on Danny is Desert Rose, Dougie.
Desert Rose,
Gonzo. I'm sorry, did you have something to say, Vince?
Oh, I was just saying, hey Desert Rose.
Hey, Desert Rose.
You snuck in.
I eat cake, Nikki, Nyanwal, One Bad Apple, Cinnables, Vert, Worth of the World, and X You Out.
There you have it, folks. Your chat room roll call brought to you by Hammurabi's Code. Fantastical. All right, so we're back with our guest, City of Flint. Now tell me, you followed this union protest thing, and then this isolated incident where they took down this tent. What's your take on this whole thing?
I don't know. I wanted to talk about the Sue Basco gal.
Oh,
you're about to get Basco'd, motherfucker!
God damn it! You guys try. You know what? You know you're a criminal if you call my show. Apparently, wasn't that established, or I don't know.
Yeah,
So you're about to Basco me? What does that mean?
No. As far as that guy from Fox News goes, isn't he like, I don't know if you're a Howard Stern fan, but he's like Stuttering John. I mean, the guy's just a shill. He came from that Red Eye program. I think you already went over that.
Yeah.
But
he's
an
unfunny comedian who's like a little overzealous. You know, he can sure can't talk and take up your time. He's too over the top. He's trying too hard, and it's just obvious. And he tries to do these gotcha videos. Kind of like how, in some ways, how like O'Keefe does his stuff, you know.
How Jim Rome got famous, you know.
Jim Rome, the sports guy.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know. I don't know how he rose to prominence exactly.
He was a local guy on the West Coast, and he trying to think who the quarterback was at the Rams at the time. Jim Everett, I believe. And he got him on his show. He was a local host, and he was calling him a girl's name or some shit like that. And he provoked him into coming over the table at him. And basically that led to, you know, national news coverage, and he kind of wrote it out. And he's got, like, more affiliates than Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. He's got the jungle and the clones.
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, as far as the you were talking about those people that took down the tent. And
yeah, yeah. What did you think about that?
I was just looking that up. Apparently, that group is funded by the Koch brothers.
Koch brothers.
And it's also whatever they are.
The Koch brothers. right. Continue. The Koch.
So anyway, whatever they are.
Roger,
they funded that, so I don't really feel so sorry for them.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. They just basically rented a big they were basically trolling. That's what they were doing. They knew there was going to be a big union event, so they said, hey, you know what? Why don't we show up early with a huge fucking tent? We won't put anything in it. We'll just – those will be like five or six of us hanging out, you know, and we'll go out and, you know, try to interview people.
Yeah.
And antagonize.
Well, my whole point is, where was the union when Occupy Wall Street needed some muscle like that?
Oh, they were there.
You know, I was
they were there,
baiting
dude.
Them the whole time.
They were there. At least they were there where I was at in San Francisco. Are you kidding me? The union like picked up that Occupy movement and put it on its shoulders. Between SEIU and the nurses, they single handedly did all those marches that, you know, made Occupy San Francisco last as long as it did.
Well, that's why I love. You know, I really enjoyed watching all the stuff on the West Coast because, you know, they don't do that kind of shit in the Midwest. You know, nobody actually takes to the street. When they do, things burn. But, you know, the thing in Michigan today, you got to remember, the only reason this legislation passed was because a guy by the name of Richard DeVos, Dick DeVos, they pretty much own West Michigan, Grand Rapids. It's a nice city. But he's also the grandson of the founder of Amway. And being a chauffeur like I have for so many years, I used to drive for a guy that was pretty high up in that pyramid scam. And he used to go around to local churches and get that money. His wife came in and prepaid, like, it was ridiculous. It was like $3,000 worth of sedan service. This is, you know, quite a few years ago. And they would organize these meetings at hotels, and they would say, bring your friends, bring your family, kind of like, you know, selling vacuum cleaners, basically. But anyway, I watched them scam all these people, and they're all hooked in with Amway. So, and apparently this DeVos character threatened all the Republicans who are in the Michigan House that if they didn't pass this bill, he would spend money to run against them to get them out of office. And that was the drive behind what this right-to-work legislation. And he spent $32 million of his own money, I think like 6 years ago, running for office in Michigan, but he failed.
Yeah. You know, I think it's just a bunch of crooks at the top of all these pyramids anyways, whether it's the corporations, the government, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to demonize, you know, it's easy to do because they're all...
But you don't...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what I'm getting at is I don't like to go on and on about this Amway and this DeVos fella, but the governor of Michigan basically is going to take over Detroit here in a few days. So one man will govern Detroit like they govern Flint. And he's a West Michigan guy, and another West Michigan guy is probably going to be the next CIA chief. His name is Rogers. He was the CISPA author.
Wow.
So it's just interesting how a handful of guys have so much power.
Yeah.
And this DeVos character, this West Michigan guy, it's a multi-level marketing scam. It's just unbelievable how much power and influence they have.
And what's the guy's name again? How do you spell it?
DeVos. DeVos.
Devos.
Yep.
All right. Like Davos. Davos.
Right.
Davos. The what's that? The World Economic Forum. Davos. That
yeah,
should be coming
like
up.
That.
See, with the turn of the year, all these things start happening. You got Macworld coming up. You got the AVNs. You got Sundance. Man, so much shit that happens right at the beginning of the year. And we're going to cover it all here on Blog Talk Radio just for you.
Anyway, it's boring shit. I mean, as far as
we will have a
goes,
we will have a correspondent from – I'm hoping we get enough through revenue sharing so that we can send Tyrone to Davos to cover it for us.
Shit.
All right. Hey, let's bring on the clown, shall we? You guys want to play with the clown?
Sure.
All right. Shadow DXS, you're on the air. What's up, dude?
I'm fucking stoned.
Shit.
Did Tyrone call in?
Tyrone, I don't know. Hey, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to try to find Tyrone or Danny or then there's a couple other people. Hang on.
Tyrone's got the flu, it looks like. Apparently.
Man, I get nervous as fuck when I'm on the air.
What?
I said I get nervous as hell talking on the phone, you know, to the show. I'm not your average radio caller.
Uh-oh. Are you about to have a panic attack?
Don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything stupid at all.
I disagree. I would say find the dumbest shit you can possibly say and throw it out there.
Kitty sprinkles.
That works. It's on topic.
Anyway, I make a much better listener than caller.
Who are you, by the way?
I live in Flint. My Twitter handle, City of Flint.
Oh, yeah. I know who you are. Okay.
All right, are you clowns all acquainted now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's bring on another caller, Danny. Dantalian, welcome to the show. What's going on, Danny?
Yo, what's up, Vince?
Nothing much. We were talking about this union thuggery that happened earlier today and the provocateurs who I mean, hey, if I didn't know any better, I'd say the two were in cahoots.
So what exactly is all that about, anyway? What union is it, and what's their...
It's a public workers' union.
Solidarity with the public
workers.
I'm sorry?
This is up in the Northeast or something? Because I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, it's in Michigan, it's in Michigan, which is southern Canada.
Yeah, I see. So, what's their deal? What are they upset about?
It's a bunch of meatheads against a bunch of nerds, like snarky nerds.
Jocks for life,
the union,
bro.
I mean, it gets respect when they break shit and hold up projects and have muscle. I mean, it's been a long time since Jimmy Hoffa was alive.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, but don't we still have the Hoffa family? Are they still Jimmy Hoffa III?
You know what? I mean, like, my parents and, you know, their friends and stuff, they'll sit around and reminisce about what it was like when they were kids. And I get jealous because things are so, it seems, I don't know, I wasn't alive, but it seems like things were just, you know, there weren't so many pussies on the earth back then.
I think it was a lot simpler. I think it was just, you know, people were used logic.
That too. Well, I think common sense is kind of one of those things that's in short supply nowadays.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Let's bring on another caller.
I'm sadly a part of this new generation, so I'm not even qualified to speak on such matters. So.
Yeah, neither am I, frankly.
None of us are. That's what the thing is. And that's what politicians have figured out. They're like, nobody really fucking feels like they know shit. So if you just pretend like you know some shit and get a good bunch of people that do know some shit around you, then you can, like, fuck shit up.
Exactly.
That's a, like, really good explanation.
Like, that's like Mitt Romney, you know? He just fucking knows how to get assholes that know how to rip people off and harvest them. Kind of like Billy Bean did with,
what, does, yeah, with the A's. You gotta love people harvesting assholes, Vince.
Yeah, like that Billy Bean with the A's. He harvests these animals, and then they go and make.
Are you an A's fan?
Yeah, I'm a huge A's fan.
Man, everybody knows it. I mean, the Yankees are the best baseball team ever, and Derek Jeter is the best baseball player ever. I don't know why you would waste time spending, you know, time following the A's.
Well, I've been following the A's ever since I was alive. I don't know what else to do.
But, I mean, everybody knows that Sammy Sosa was the greatest baseball player ever. And, of course, him being a Yankees, member of the Yankees, of course, I mean, you just put two and two together.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of unfair, though. George Steinbrenner had a lot of money. He was able to sign Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky and Dennis Hopper. So they, you know, they kind of have an advantage because they have that huge market. They're getting a lot of mob money.
I just got an image of Dennis Hopper sitting on the pitcher's mound and taking a big huff from a nitrous oxide mask before he pitches the ball.
Yeah, he's like the closer. They have to wheel him out on the field.
Oh, hey, Vince.
What?
I wanted to ask if you hear any background noise coming from my phone.
No, everybody sounds cool. We're good.
Cool, I got a new phone today.
Congratulations, you sound
is that
much
fucking
better.
Is that you, Shatta?
Dude, yeah. He's been on the show for about 10 minutes now, man.
Yeah, I know.
Then why are you asking if that's him?
Because now I know he got a new phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys know that I actually went to rehab with Daryl Strawberry?
No way.
Yeah, I was in the same
That's
rehab
as him. That's something I would want to admit.
No,
why
I'm
not,
serious.
Dude? That's cool. You got to meet Daryl Strawberry.
It was pretty fucking awesome. Dude, he used to get his shit ripped. They had what we called it's called the reality seat, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's basically when you get in trouble in rehab, they put you in a chair, and then everybody else in the group is in a circle of chairs around you, and you go around, and everybody tells you about your ass. Each person gets to tell you about your ass, and you can't say anything. You just have to take it. It was hilarious, dude. It was so funny.
You know, we could play that sort of game on the show pretty easily.
We should, dude. We should. That would be excellent. Vince's reality seat. That would be excellent.
Yeah. Although the show kind of turns into that at various points, if
overtime.
I'm not sure. Yeah, in overtime. Yeah, we could if we go to overtime, we can experiment. But I got more people that want to jump in. I know Anon Sicko.
You'd love to experiment.
Go ahead, Sicko. You're on the air. What's up, dude?
Not much. I just wanted to kind of add to the whole union talk. Somebody asked what
unions
they were.
For life, Sicko.
Where they were during stuff, and I know that the unions kind of showed up for the Bay Area occupations. The one union that I will say supported them with no strings attached was the longshoremen. But the SEIU actually, like during May Day, you know, when the talk was about shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge and shit like that. The SEIU was all about it up until the day of, and then backed out and left Occupy Oakland holding the bag and was kind of like, oh, well, now Occupy Oakland didn't shut down the bridge. They're all full of shit. When really it was the unions that backed out, and they had a tendency to do that during Occupy where they would show up and they would or they would say they were going to show up, and when it was convenient for them, they showed up, and when they could get good press out of it, they showed up. But
that's the only reason why they showed up.
They backed out and, like I said, left Occupy holding the bag, and you basically used Occupy for their numbers, but when it was really time to support what was being said, unions. They
had to project the image like they're for the working people, and I guess what people hear the word union and it gives them a different image of, you know, everybody has a different image of what that means. A lot of people, when they hear union, they think of like a factory worker sleeping in a car on the line. And
dude, when I hear union, I think of like Teamsters, and I think of like mob bosses and shit. I think of The Sopranos.
And that's what was on display today. And that's exactly what was on display today in Michigan.
Yes, it was, but you got to understand. You got to understand that that's not what started the union. The union started in Flint, Michigan, because guys were going to work getting their fucking arms cut off. And, you know, they weren't getting their paycheck on time. They were working, you know, 15-hour days, 7 days a week because they couldn't produce enough cars fast enough. They're bringing hillbillies up from Tennessee to work in Detroit and Flint. The labor union started because they shut the supply off and they would have crippled the General Motors at the time. And, you know, they had to fight the state police. They brought in the National Guard. Franklin D. Roosevelt, under the New Deal, actually recognized, you know, their struggle, and that's what created the labor union and the middle class. These pussies that accept, like, half the money to work, whether it be the post office or the police department, they'll say, well, new hires have to work under a new contract. Well, that's bullshit, because the union's about collective bargaining. It's not about, you know, these mob bosses and shit. That shit takes over progressively because they're never put in check. So, I mean, it's a vicious circle, man. But a union's a necessary evil. But today's union person doesn't have the balls to forego a paycheck for, you know, a half a year or whatever it takes until they see the mission through. I mean, these people don't have the balls to sleep in a tent and actually mean and want revolution. They want to go home and fucking email and get on Facebook. So, I mean, that's my whole
paper. On paper, unions are a great idea. I mean, in practice, unions are a great idea. If it wasn't for unions striking at the port here in San Francisco, back when there was a port in San Francisco and it wasn't actually in Oakland, they helped bring down apartheid in South Africa. You know what I mean? So unions on paper are a great idea. Unfortunately, the idea of a union has been corrupted. You mentioned police unions. You know, police unions now, they basically have no teeth because, I mean, they're not allowed to strike. They're not allowed, you know, to have anything that affects the workday because they're the police and they're needed. But
dude, are those the guys that call me, like, on Saturday night at 8 p.m. asking me if I want to donate to them? Is that the police union?
I don't know.
That's the throwing on the keg, bro. That's the fraternal order of police.
They say that if I donate, that I'll get a special police license plate, and then, like, the police won't mess with me while I'm selling cocaine to 14-year-olds.
No, and I think the unions are pro-meth.
It sounds about right. I think they're pro-meth, but I do think they take a hard stance on coke. So, I mean,
the only bad union is the police union.
No, the union loves coke. They hate pot smokers because, like, I had an opportunity to get a tier 2 job out of high school for Buick, and they wanted to test your hair, and that's fucking bullshit. How could the union let there be hair tests? You know, that's where it all starts and stops.
I think it sounds like it's so bad to have a hair test for a job, man. Sure it is.
Hold on, breaking news, I got a big problem. Somebody might have to call the police, seriously. Like, I had 2 40-ounces, I drank one, and I cannot find my other 40-ounce. Somebody's going to have to call the cops.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they're going to do anything. It depends on where their union's at.
Hammurabi,
I'm
going
to try to find it.
What, Vince?
Right, you know what? We'll call the cops right now. Hang on. I got the number here. Hang on. Where is it at? What city? Wait, Flint?
Ypsilanti.
Man, I was going to call the cops.
You should. They're in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
They won't come here. I can guarantee you that.
All right.
Yeah, he's suicidal.
Anywho,
cops don't fuck with Flint.
We got another caller on the line that's been waiting patiently. I'm going to bring on this guy. His hand's up. I thought he wasn't going to talk, but it looks like he's going to talk. Celtic Abortion. Celtic Abortion, what's going on?
Where's Teardrop?
Oh, master plan, bitches.
This shit again.
This is Celtic Abortion joining us now. Yeah, he was on last night with his voice changer. He's back.
I still have it, right?
Yeah.
It still sounds like shit. You're doing an awesome job.
I like it when it did it a little higher pitched. Almost like a chipmunk.
You mean like this?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that voice. I like that one.
Oh, dear God.
That
I'm
sounds
too high
like
for that.
Celtic Abortion, doesn't it?
Oh,
sure.
My God. That definitely sounds more like a Celtic Abortion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Celtic Baroni.
Never mind, guys. False alarm. I found the other 40-ounce. I found it. It's all good. Everything's
right.
Cool.
Okay, yeah. Call off.
I was going
to
file.
Cancel that call. Cancel the
back
call
down
if
to DEFCON. DEFCON 1. We're back to DEFCON 1.
I was going to file 40 reports with the FBI so that they would actually get off their ass and do something.
Or get DEFCON 5. Wait,
yeah,
which one?
According to Sue, they're hunting down Russell League, so they are doing something.
She's only at, like, I think she's still stuck on 38 reports, and 40 reports is the magic number before you can get people banned. Ron found that out the hard way the other night.
No, it's high five! Barrett did too, apparently. Dude, I'm not even lying. I was in the local FBI field office just the other day because it's on campus at my college, and I actually walked in there to apply for a job, but I saw on the wall there was a wanted poster and it had Russell League on it. And I just left. I was like, oh, I forgot my keys, and I left.
Nice. All right. Kids, if you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, there's plenty of time. We're just finishing up hour number one, and there's plenty of more fun to be had in hour number two if you want to join us, 347-826-7667. Dougie, you're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to getting put on timeout.
You're about to get basco'd, nigger.
Who, Dougie Doug is or me?
Dougie Doug, you're Basco in this equation.
Yeah, he just got Basco'd.
No, that's Danny that got
Basco'd.
You
just muted me, Vince. No, you just muted me.
Oh, whoops, wrong guy. Wait, who was? Wrong. My bad. All right, here we go. Boom.
Nobody likes.
Boom. Sorry, Dougie Doug. That's technically you were scrolling there. No, I don't appreciate that. Thank you.
Giggle at the ghostie, angry racist hostie, get some calls from bronies, yell at all the ponies, now Baller Friday's ruined.
Fuck your gay bronies.
Oh, man.
Celtic Portion, if you want, I have a house band. They can play a little tune if you just want to fit your lyrics into it.
Oh, I'm good. That's the last time I'm going to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Well, whatever. Let me know.
Vince, both you and Celtic, if anybody looked at the playback of last night's show, there was some hilarity that ensued. Unfortunately, I don't know if any of it got recorded in the archive because
a little bit of it did.
Oh, okay. As long as a little bit of it did. He plays this green room trick, this vicious fucking trick where he tells somebody they're in the green room. Or they tell they're on the air and they're actually in the green room.
That's why you have to listen to the archives if you missed the show or if you were just a caller.
Well, it only hurts
you
Vince,
like
because you lose out on really good content.
Yeah, you really do.
I already admitted that.
I admitted that in the
intro of my show. I admitted that the best content is the stuff you don't hear. It's what's happened.
Why the fuck would you do that then? That's just stupid.
The best stuff, Vince, did you hear what you said? You said the best part of your show is the part that people don't hear.
Yeah. Give me a fucking break, bro. What does that tell you?
It's in the green room. It's when people are muted. That's what happens. It's when I mute myself. Like I did it already.
That
today.
Is the best part of your show.
Yeah, when you
There's
just kind
of... on here?
My God. Yeah, you're still on here, Celtic Abortion.
No, it's Tyrone.
No, Tyrone's not here
no,
tonight.
Tyrone's got the flu.
Anyhow,
plus he's busy building his cocoa butter empire. Step the fuck off.
Danny, go get Tyrone, man.
He's got the flu.
I don't give a fuck.
He's gave
the flu.
Night off. He's not reporting. He's got.
You really
going
to argue with somebody trying to build up their cocoa butter empire when they got the flu? He's got shit to do tomorrow, bro.
I don't give a fuck. He's on that Z.
Gotta go to the welfare office.
That too. He doesn't report that tomorrow.
Stop at the liquor store. Get him some malt liquor.
Oh, dude, did Dougie Doug rage quit? What's up with that?
I hope so.
Wow.
He never called the show anyway.
He Ann Heroed for my show.
What a pussy.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I apologize. Okay. I didn't mean to offend it. It was 2 minutes. I mean, everybody gets muted. Come on. Give me a break. Oh, man, I hope he's not that butthurt for real.
He is. He's butthurt. Like,
dude, I hope he's mad butthurt. As a matter of fact, I hope he dies in a car crash with AIDS. Yeah, with AIDS. I hope he dies in a car crash with AIDS.
Oh, my God. You guys are fucking perverts.
You know you love us.
Hell no. Hell no. I'm just doing this as a public service.
This
internet.
Is a public torture. What are you talking about?
What's that?
Hey, thanks, Rico. I appreciate that.
I don't get down like that.
Thank you, LT.
Bigger, please.
I don't get down like that.
That's not what I heard.
Gotta be.
So did you guys hear that a bunch of people in North Korea are going to have better cable now? Because they put a new satellite up today. Over in North
right,
Carolina,
because they still
North
can't
Korea.
Eat.
Yeah.
You know what?
We actually have
a correspondent down there right now. Let's cut to live in North Korea. Let's see what they're doing down there. Hey, Sung Moon, are you down there? Hello. Training. That was very violent. I'm sorry, folks. I don't know what that
Yo,
was.
Cut the Mr. Fortune cookie. Cut the Mr. Fortune cookie.
No, I'm not. Are you trying to imply that I'm trying to be like Ghost? Fuck
no.
That, dude. I'm not replacing Ghost. Don't expect. Just because Ghost rage quits doesn't mean that I'm gonna pick up his shtick. If you want his shtick, go listen to Goofy Bone.
Fuck Goofy Bone, my beaner.
You mean Goofy Bones, right?
Yeah, Goofy Bones. I'm sorry. Like Mr. Midnight Movie calls him Goofy Bones. Oh.
He's a disgrace to all Mexicans around
he
the world.
He loves it. So from now on, whenever y'all are talking to Goofy, be sure you call him Goofy Bones.
Goofy Bones. Always address him as Goofy Bones. He loves that. All right, who's playing? Okay, you know, whoever's if you want to listen to music, you know what? Just self-mute yourself and, like, rock out, you know, dance, get into it, do whatever you got to do. But don't keep your mic open while you're doing that shit.
I like turtles.
That was Shadow taking responsibility, Vince. You realize that, right?
I don't know what's going on.
Do you know how to say phone in Spanish?
No.
Huesa de la risa.
Very nice. Good to know.
Twitter rumors get way too blown out of proportion. Kind of like the whole, oh, the guy in the shooting today was wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, when in actuality it was just a hockey mask.
Well, it's still a Guy Fawkes mask. Fuck it. Who cares? A guy in a Guy Fawkes mask would never be arrested for shooting. It just wouldn't happen.
Oh, dude, that's another thing. That's another thing that from this this video in the union rally thing, very prevalent in one of the videos. It's like a 7-minute video. I'll put the link in the chat. It's a different angle of the whole thing.
Ew.
And longer. And there's this one kid with a Guy Fawkes mask that's just standing there with a cup of coffee, just like watching the whole thing. And he's in the frame like half the time. It's kind of a trip. And I'm thinking, like, how does he drink the coffee with the mask on? I mean, people are going to see your face if you try to drink your coffee.
What kind of coffee was it?
I don't know. It's just a white cup. It looks
probably
like a,
Starbucks.
Yeah, it's probably Starbucks. I think it was
Starbucks
a grande. Grande. Might have been a
Starbucks.
Might have been a
Vince.
I'm thinking
dirty
of
Vince.
Way
that's it. That's proof, Vince. Vince, you might have stumbled upon proof that Anonymous is actually a Zionist organization.
Yeah, because they had they were totally there. Here, I'll find the video. You can look for yourself, but this is all one
careful
big.
Careful posting those publicly available links, bro.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Also,
he's got
yeah.
eyes everywhere.
I'm actually logging this whole chat room right now, this publicly available chat room. I'm going to log it.
Okay.
I no longer feel safe.
I feel violated.
You shouldn't.
Wait, why? Tyrone's not here. What do you have to be afraid of?
You have to be afraid of me logging this publicly available chat. You're going to get basco'd. Everyone
yes.
in this chat is getting basco'd right now.
I'm a cool.
Can we actually not have a lot of basking tonight? I feel like we've already gone.
No, dude, everybody's
I think
basking.
We're going to have to go ahead and beat Basco into the ground.
I'm going to tear this magazine up.
Yeah.
All
right, how about this?
Which nigger?
Does she have nudes? Has anybody uncovered
nudes?
Oh, my nudes?
God, I hope not. That bitch is 57 years old, Vince.
What size boobs does she have? I mean, this is Big Titty Tuesday. Does she have big titties?
No, she has
like
a dip.
What?
If you mean big as in longitude, then yes.
are they just like saggy little bags?
Pretty much.
So
I mean, most of the pictures that are out of her are just her face, but I actually saw a picture of her, a full body picture, where she was giving a lecture. And yes, there is some serious longitude going on there.
Oh. Thanks, I want nudes.
Dude, what is with your titty sprinkles pic, by the way? That is clearly a larger girl with torpedo tits.
Dude, you're going to get banned for that.
I'm not going to get banned for that, dude.
There's a child on your fucking site, dude.
What child? There's no child on my site. You guys are idiots.
Yo, whose number is that?
He's got CP on his site.
Patriot Gregorov is dropping docs in your chat, too, bro.
Oh, that's a total violation. Hang on, folks. I got to put this thing on lockdown.
No, wait, Vince, hold on. Who is that? Let's call him.
It's Patriot Greg. Call him, Vince.
Give me the number.
Vince, I don't know how to flash over
Jesus
on this cell phone.
Jesus Christ, Shadow, you don't know how to look in the chat?
I'm not in the chat, asshole.
Oh, so he's just in and out.
Somebody flash over and dial that number. I'll talk to him. I don't want to press the wrong button and get disconnected because it'll take Vince like 2 hours to put me back on the air. Are you kidding me? You won't get back in the show.
That's a Canada area code.
I know.
873 is not Canadian.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Look it up.
No.
Yeah, Patriot Gregorov. That was not cool. Oh, I don't know what you're trying to pull, but I don't appreciate people.
It's New Jersey, faggot.
To oblige him.
I don't appreciate people posting personal information of others in the chat room. That's
Vince. I'm gonna call this number. Hold on.
Again, I don't condone any of this. Patriot, it looks like Patriot Gregorov is gone, so hopefully that's done. But we just can't have that kind of activity going on in the chat room. I just can't do that.
Shit, Vince, I don't know how to do this on the goddamn cell phone. Vince, just call the number.
Yeah, don't be a pussy, Vince. Just call the number.
It's Jersey.
You won't.
Whose number is this?
Patriot Greggs.
Who cares?
Who's that?
You don't even have to talk to him. I'll talk to him. Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Well,
no,
you won't.
What he thinks about the union.
All right.
I'm going to ask him what he thinks about turtles.
I'm going to ask him about Sue Basco.
One of you guys, PM me it. PM the number to me.
It's already in the chat
room. I like that Patriot Greg guy, man. He's a fucking
473-6532.
He gives a shout out to the good Lord.
Shit. See ya.
I don't think that's allowable.
Ronald Langford isn't here, and no one can speak for the great Ronald Langford, so we don't know if it's allowable or not.
But it's just some dude. Maybe if Schmoop called in, he'd be able to tell us.
If Tyrone would call.
The number you have dialed is invalid. Please check your listing and try your call again.
Dude, somebody's a failed
the number you
have. Failed
What is it,
5-5-5? So anyways, there's got to be something interesting that we can talk about.
Boobs.
Teddy,
let's talk about Worth of the World. Boobs. What size boobs does Worth of the World have? I don't think we've gone over that.
A cups. She got A cups. She a flat-chested bitch.
No. Really?
Yeah, she has to measure.
That's
she
okay.
has to measure
okay.
her bra with the sex.
It really should just be Titty Tuesday. The big we should take the big out of it and just make it Titty Tuesday. You know.
She's
what you got?
You can lay her out on the pool with a stetric rig on her.
Yeah, that whole Patriot Greg thing was kind of weird. I don't know what that was all about.
Dude, here's the thing, though, that if next Friday the world really does go crazy and the poles reverse, then maybe her tits will be perky if the North Pole and the South Pole reverse.
Dude,
gravity
dude,
might
next
like
Friday's
play
the 14th.
Different. Next Friday is the 21st. This Friday is the 14th, but next Friday is the 21st.
Well, at least we're going to die on a Friday.
Yeah, I know, right?
Someone loves us.
It's kind of fucked up to do it right before Jesus' birthday.
Who gives a fuck about Jesus?
Jesus people.
Well, I'm not a Jesus people.
He's just a carpenter.
No, but I'll bet if it happened on Taco Tuesday, you'd lose your fucking mind.
I sure
yeah,
would.
Dude, I bet.
Sure as hell wouldn't only kill two people.
I bet if there was a church, like a Christian church, giving a taco giveaway, you would be there.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I wouldn't be talking to nobody. I'd be stuffing my fucking face.
Yeah, but I bet
yeah,
you that if they offered...
Yeah, stuffing your mind full of Jesus.
I bet you if they offered 10 free tacos with a baptism, that you would get baptized.
Oh, man, it's a free bath and 10 tacos. Kiss my ass.
They get
hey,
tacos, but
hey,
you have to get circumcision.
Hey, Hammurabi, have you noticed that there's a couple of different Hammies chodes? Hammy's chode. Hammy's chode one. Oh, he pulls it out. Hammy's chode. That's going to be in the chat log. It'll say login Hammy's chodes.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. There's 7 of them now. Jesus, criminy.
Just a said shit, asshole.
That is awesome.
Oh, dude, shit, now dude. Imagine this, dude. The dude that's controlling that shit. Imagine, like, I don't know, maybe at least 36 of these guys just like him, all in one chat room. Ghost
I'm really
chat
not
room.
Concerned about it. I think it's pretty awesome.
These guys would fucking drive Ghost's numbers through the fucking roof, dude. It was insane.
We used to do that kind of shit on IRC all the time where we'd all be, like, different versions of each other's names.
Yeah, these botnets are. I don't know. I don't even know what's going on exactly. You know, I don't even know if I want to know.
It's a shame. It's a shame that Charlie Wong left the internet because, like, if Charlie Wong was around, he would be like high leader of Russell League, and we would use his botnet to just get you mad viewers. He has like over 2 million bots on his botnet. He has the biggest botnet in the world.
Shut up, Danny.
So,
Charlie Wong has the biggest botnet in the world, dude. You want to debate me about this? This is a proven fact.
No, speaking of Charlie Wong's, we're hopefully going to get his number one fan, Crappy Airbags, to call in and take a bong hit on the air. That's what he said in the chat room. Is he still alive? Bert
said in the chat that it's false that Charlie Wong has the biggest botnet, and it's not false. It's true. You can ask any skid forum, and it's true.
False.
Dude, go to any skid forum. and they will
airbags,
sure
call in. Airbags, do you confirm that Shari Wong's created the largest botnet ever? No, he says no. He used shell booters, not botnet.
Dude, I'm not even gonna lie. Charlie Wong did something that was pretty cool one time. Like, I gotta give him credit. He fucking loaded a shell onto Steam, and then used fucking Steam to DDoS like everything. I'm not even gonna lie. It was really stupid, but it was still pretty fucking funny.
Dude, he live on my show just on a whim. I was like, fuck Kanye. And I don't even know what it was about, but I was like, oh, we should do Op Kanye. I just said it as a joke. And Shari Wong's was on my show, and he's like, hey, check out KanyeWest.com. I'm like, what? Boom. It was down for like, I don't know, probably a minute. Not enough for anybody to notice, but that guy was fucking just very brazen, very just reckless.
Dude, if my grandma was the leader of the fucking MI6, I would be that way too. Shit. His grandma is fucking James Bond. So
that's pretty badass. And he's like a little, and he's not even legal yet, dude. Imagine what he's going to turn into. He's going to be such an asset for the UK. Are you kidding me?
Who?
This is what I want to know. Is Shari Wong's, because there's one underage defendant in this whole LulzSec thing. Is that Shari Wong's?
Yep.
No, I don't actually think it's Shari Wong.
No?
I don't think Shari Wong was in LulzSec officially. I don't think that he was like one of the...
Shari Wong was in LulzSec.
Well, there he is,
everybody knows that Shari Wong is the leader of Operation Anti-Sec. So he's different from LulzSec.
I think Seth was going to come out of the fucking jail cell and slap the shit out of you for saying that.
Shari Wong was the leader of Operation Anti-Sec, dude. Everybody knows this.
Sup, Shadow.
Common knowledge.
To be fair, Hammy, if we spent the whole show talking about the things that Shadow doesn't know, we'd be here all night.
Hey, we still have 42 minutes.
Let's take some anonymous
jobs.
Yeah,
I'll be right back.
Anybody, if you're out there listening, you're in the chat room, and you have an anonymous question for one of our panelists, we've got on the show City of Flint, Hammurabi's Code, Shadow DXS, Danny, Dantalion, Non-Sicko, and Celtic Abortion. Any anonymous questions for them, please PM me your questions. We're hoping to get a crappy airbags to come on air and take a bong hit live on air. He promised in the chat room, so we'll see if he comes through on that. So far, no anonymous messages. Sorry, guys.
Well,
nobody gives a shit about you guys. Nobody really cares. They just want a place to chat.
If I could,
they're not even listening. They're not even listening. Dude.
Well, I'm more talking about the people actually listening to the show and not the people who are on the air. Josh Covelli's been in rehab for a month now. He can receive letters, and if you haven't written him a letter, it doesn't take very much time. Hit me up on Twitter to get his address, and I'll make sure that you get it. Please do that. Everybody who's sitting in, who's being fucked by the government, needs a little bit of support, so thanks. All right, now back to whatever, all the other shit we were talking
about.
Now
back to boobs. Now back to boobs.
Boobs.
I'd love to fuck some
boobs.
Yes, boobs,
right, boobs, of course. Sue Basco's boobs have to be measured with a sexton.
We now have, what, 10 Hammurabi's Jode? 10 of them in there? A lot.
Shit, there's so many of them.
Hammy's Jode. That's, is there, it, all right, I'm calling it right now. In before Hammy's Jode has a Twitter account.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
That's pretty funny.
Hammy's,
you know what, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Hammurabi's Jode.
I know exactly who it is, too.
And it should, and you know what? And it should be like Hammy's Chode 24.
Hold on a second.
My favorite one. Hammy's Chode 24. string.
Hold that thought.
Hey, in other news, did you guys hear that Google is removing the safe search option from the image search?
They're removing the safe search from the image search?
Yeah, so you can't search for porn anymore on Google. No
Fuck.
More porn on Google.
You knew that was happening. They get you hooked on it. It's like Coke. They get you hooked
those
on it.
That's messed up.
Then they wean you off the pure stuff.
I mean, listen,
and get the BS.
Yeah. That's messed up, though, because, like,
still
if,
have
I see,
Tumblr,
if I
so
see
you'll
one,
be okay.
But still, though, if I see, like, a porn that I like, I take it as a male or a porn, and then, Jesus Christ, Vince, nobody can talk on your goddamn show. You need a producer. Hold on.
Go ahead, Danny, I talked over you. Whatever. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Hold on. I'm still on the Hammurabi's chode thing. No, just
yeah.
Go on. I'm doing something.
Definitely needs
you
to be
the one
show 24 Twitter account created. Crappy Airbags is saying gayness level 8. He's right. I would say almost a 9. Crappy, check this out, dude. All right, I'm just going to put everything on lockdown for a second here. All right, you know, I'm going to activate shutdown of the chat room. I'm now going to mute pretty much everybody. Yeah, in fact, everybody's going to get muted. Everybody's going to get a little timeout. People seem a little riled up, and I think people just need to chill out. Jinx is spamming me with Z's. I don't appreciate the Z's. People always say that I put them to sleep, that my voice puts people to sleep, and that's fine. I don't mind being your bedtime story at night while you're tucked in. But I don't appreciate all the whatchamacallit, the scrolling that was going on. That was not cool. And we've lost a lot. I apologize. We've only had one female caller with big tits. That was Nikki Smokes a Lot, who apparently has 36 double D's. And Shadow DXS, who also has 36 double D's. Right, Shadow?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so there you have it. We're celebrating boobs and moobs. If you want to join us, there's still time. We're going to take a quick little break. This is going to be for a non-sicko. I don't have titties and beer. I know you wanted titties and beer, but I have a track by the same dude, and it's about boobs too. And I actually like this one better. And if I could just find it, here it is. Show Me, an Ode to Boobs, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. After these messages. Here we go.
What did you say?
Fuck.
I love you. I mean, I don't know if I love you, but you sound like somebody I could love. Drunk and horny. And I love that. Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me. Show them to me. Unclasp your bra and set those puppies free. They look all. God bless you, woman. Show them to me. I don't care if they don't match or one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad, they're just a little long. Show them to me, show them to me. Lift up your shirt, let the whole world see. Get this robe, show your clothes, and a happy man I'll be. If you got dos chichis, which is Spanish for two titties, and I think we just saw two Spanish titties. Show them to me. I've met a lot of them, but never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your act, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Come on, baby, let me see. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good, and it'll give me what. We'll make history. You love your country. I'm gonna say it one more time. I said if you love your country, Dallas, Texas, do you love your country? And stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
Ew, that sounds gay. Hey, Celtic Abortion.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know what? You were on the show last night, and I forgot to fucking play this song last night. It's a short song. Don't worry, kids. But in honor of Ghost, I really miss Ghost. You know, I don't know what happened to him. May God bless his soul. Whatever he's going through, whatever he's having, some sort of mental breakdown, it's obvious. It's fine. We all go through these moments in life where we just feel helpless and out of control. We lash out. I just pray to God, the Heavenly Father, that Ghost doesn't take it a little bit too far and get hurt or hurt somebody, because I'm worried about him. And I know Celtic Abortion, you're very fond of Ghost too, and yeah, it's kind of like seeing your crazy uncle slowly go insane. It's really sad. But I was gonna dedicate this song to him the other night. And I can't find it on my switchboard now. God damn it.
You know, if you let me hang up, I can use my stereo mix and play anything you
what
want.
What do you mean, let you hang up? You can just hang up on your own. I don't
well,
have
Well, I hang up and then I call back with a stereo mix instead. Then I got to hang up again to come back.
Yeah, do that, man. It's worth it.
All right, you just tell me what to play and I'll play it.
Tech it out, dude. Tech it out.
All right.
Anyway, speaking of Texas, I got a non-sicko on the line. I got Danny, Dan Townley.
Yeah, I was just having an interesting conversation with myself, man. It was awesome.
I know. Just, see, the best part of the show is the stuff you don't hear. Isn't it awesome? But you experienced that, though, bro. Isn't that cool? It's your own trip.
Experience that counts.
It was epic. It just
the transcendental Vince in the Bay. It just transcends.
See, that's why you guys need to. That's why you guys need to screen cap the audio when you're on. If you call in on Skype or something, or I don't know if you can do it on your phone, but. Yeah, record it and then put it in sync with the broadcast and see how different.
I could do that because I got a quad core, you know what I'm saying? But not everybody
quad core. Yeah.
So, and plus, it's just a lot of effort to set up all that recording stuff. And, I have more faith in the actual radio host to do right and put the more entertaining people on the air. And, I just put too much faith in radio hosts, I guess. I think that's my problem.
No doubt about it. I totally agree. People are sending me images. These better be good. Big Titty Tuesday. Ew! Oh, God. Oh, you know what it is?
The shadow picture, didn't you?
I just opened the Shadow DXS picture of him with face paint on, flashing a moob. That's just...
Where is that picture? I'm going to make it my desktop background.
God.
It's
the chat room. Here you go. Here you go. Copy, paste, which is going to be illegal soon. Just so you know, copying and pasting, what I'm doing right now, will soon be illegal. That will soon be illegal. What Crypt Keeper and I just did.
God damn, Shadow, look at your kit, dude. That shit is fucking, dude, that is fucking amazing.
Ms. Becker's in that.
I know, girl.
Nipples.
Dude, I know girls that wish they had tits like that.
Big
I know, right?
You need a female. A Shadow DXS is B cup or C cup, whatever that is. Moobs.
Oh, please, that's a knock you out. That's a J cup, dude. That thing extends all the way
across
the fucking back.
I've seen J cups. Those are no J cups.
Dude, you've seen J cups? I was just fucking being facetious. I didn't know there was actually such a thing as J cup.
I think I talked about this on one of the shows. I got with a chick with J cup tits, and I was thinking, oh my God, this is going to be the best thing ever. And the sad thing is, totally not. In fact,
dude,
the tits look like a
roadmap watermelon
because of all the fucking varicose veins. I'll shoot you a pic of this chick afterwards. I think they've actually gotten bigger. This is when she was 16.
Oh, I don't need that. No, thank you. Do not send that to me. Thank you.
No, I don't have pics of her fucking tits from when she was 16. We were 16 when we hooked up.
Oh, dude. Hey, you know what's cool? Fucking, you guys know that chick? What's her name? Oh, the new classic?
Oh, my God. Lift has his cat again.
Dude, this chick sent me pics of her tits with my name on them, dude. It was fucking awesome.
Link in IRC?
I can't link you to the picture. She told me not to share it with anybody, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Moral fact. Moral fact detected.
I can't do it just yet.
Yeah, you can. It's not that difficult. All you got to do is
copy
the link.
No, dude, see, what I did is I went, why am I saying this on air? This is being recorded. Fuck, she might even be listening.
I photoshopped the dick.
No, dude, we're going to photoshop a gorilla head onto your face for Russell League.
Whoop, whoop.
And then we're going to release it.
Did you just whoop, whoop, Amarabi?
Eat a dick, Shadow. I'm sure
you
that's something you're familiar with.
You
I'll tell you what.
It.
I'll get you full, and I'll send you a bag of them.
You said it. Just admit it.
But yeah, dude, I don't think I'm gonna release the pictures because that'd just be a dick move, and I kind of so
honestly
out of her anyway. And I started a thread on 4chan. This is what I did. Listen, check it. I started a thread on 4chan. I was like, listen, Somebody, I need help. Somebody post a pic of their penis with the name Classic written on it, because this chick wants a pic, a dick pic with her name on it. So they did it, and then I sent it to her, and she's like, oh my God, and you sent me your dick pic. Okay, fine, and that's it. But it wasn't really my dick, it was somebody from 4chan. So I already feel bad, because it was like fucking I social engineered or whatever, and she's pretty funny, so it would just kind of be like trolling. You don't troll cool people. Why would you even troll cool people? I mean, this is she would get really mad if I released it. I'm not gonna lie. She would. The butt hurt level would be a pretty
over 9,000.
I don't know about over 9,000. She seems like a pretty resilient chick, but she'd be pretty upset.
But I can imagine.
9,000. There's no way that could be right.
That soundboard needs to get retired like a year ago.
Yeah, dude, that's not even the right fucking way.
It's over 9,000!
That one's more acceptable, but still.
Pretty gay.
Yep.
You guys are gay.
And well,
you know
come back, man.
And you know what? I found the song I wanted to play.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And this was supposed to be played last night. And I guess it partially...
Is
I guess,
this for Assert MacFags?
No, this is for... No, I'll get to... I'll play a Ravi Shankar song before it's all said and done, because our
no,
rest in peace, Ravi Shankar. But this is...
I'm telling
this was,
Shmoop.
This was... Whatever. This was supposed to be played on the show last night. I didn't get to it. Enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Ben?
About a place that's hot as hell about driving at the bottom of a dried out well, and I think you know what Texas means to me. Ain't got no money, ain't got no job, the banks are all too full to rob, and I'd like to say one thing before I leave. Well, fuck you Texas and fuck you Lone Star Bear. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fucking Longhorn State. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever drawed a breath. Fuck you Texas and fuck you Plumhead. I worked my fingers to the bone, and I thought I wrote some pretty good songs till I drew the wrath of the Texas LCB. They jerked my tunes off a honky-tonk with a bullshit list of do's and don'ts. They locked them up and throw away the key. Well, fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bears. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fucking Longhorn Steers. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever drawed a breath. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you. Well, I'm headed for the borderline. Any place else will be just fine, long as there's a job and a decent place to sleep. Get up each morning with my ass a flexing and give birth to yet another Texan and write a song as he slips between my cheeks. So fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bear. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fuck them Longhorn Steers. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever draws a breath. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Commodore. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bear. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fucking Longhorn Steers. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever draws a breath. Fuck you, Texas,
and fuck you. Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, big ups to City of Flint for coming through. Thanks for coming out, City of Flint. He is... he's dropped off the call, but I'm back with for another 20 minutes here with Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, what do you think of the show so far?
Aside from the musical selection, it's been pretty good. I will say I do support the last song, Fuck Texas. Either way, I've been watching Danny bounce a fucking shoe on his head for no fewer than at least 100 seconds.
Are you in a tiny chat somewhere? Are you in a tiny chat somewhere?
Why would I not be? Are you fucking kidding?
God, you
sitting
guys
here
are,
and talking to you without seeing
you guys
your
are internet
faces.
Whores. You guys are in like IRCs and tiny chats. You're in my chat.
Yeah,
you're on Twitter.
Get with the program.
It's just a complete orgy of social media. It's terrible.
I just watched Miss Becker suck her own big toe. I watched Blitz fucking play with his cat.
Wait, you have Miss Becker sucking her big toe? That's hot.
It's super hot. Now she's licking it erotically.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Miss Becker, you should call in and do that live first on the air. Simulcast.
She's about to deep throat a toe. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Call in, Miss Becker, please.
Okay, Danny just upped the game, like, a lot.
Really?
He is straight up pounding a 40-ounce, balancing a goddamn boot. It's a hiking boot. It's not just a motherfucking shoe, Vince. It's a goddamn hiking boot. And he's pounding a 40-ounce. Danny epitomizes Russell League. I'm just going to say it right here and now.
Okay.
Dude can balance shoes, pound 40s, and no fucks were given.
Wow.
Yeah, we also have a Russian and a guy who wants to be the Russian in the tiny chat. Some guy named Dr. Balls MD who I have no clue who that is.
You know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't want to know who's in the
chat. We got XU out in there. We got Blitz in there. We got Speakeasy in there. Come on down, Vince. Come to tiny chat.
No thanks.
Okay.
No, it's bad enough by going on your IRC shit. That's
yeah,
terrible.
And you love it.
I got to stop doing that. That's terrible. I'm a grown man. I have, I can't be multitasking, in the fucking Reaper Sec and Wrestle League chat room. It's just not healthy.
No, I'd say it's a good direction to take this, Vince.
Oh, man.
I think
Speaking
you've been upping your internet game lately, and
I have not. No, I have not. I've just
I beg to differ. When I first tuned into your show, you were doing it two nights a week, and now you do it pretty much every night. Yeah,
I know. I got to slow it down. I'm doing it too much. I got to take.
You are doing it too much.
Yeah, I'm going to take time off between shows.
Yeah,
to be
time off, Vince.
What do you? You want me to just shut down the show now? Are you?
No. I'm saying take a few days off, middle of the week, beginning of the week, something. Got to leave people wanting more.
I know.
I like turtles.
That's a good point. That's Shadow DXS there. We also have Danny on the line. What's up, Danny?
Yo, what's up? I got a boot on my head.
He's
talking to you with a boot on his head.
Yeah, but check it. Guess what just happened? Guess what just happened? Do you remember how I was talking about that girl that had sent me a picture of her with my name written on her boob?
Yeah, what about her?
Like, she just jabbered me, and then she's, like, all mad. She's upset.
Yeah, Kitty's in the chat room listening to the show.
She's like, you fucker.
Now you have to post it.
I'm not going to post it. No.
You are.
I'm not going to post it.
Yeah, you are.
Don't do
we're
it. She will fuck
just private message. Just private message it to a couple people. It's cool.
We're going to Photoshop a gorilla head onto her because she didn't show her face in the picture, so it's not like anybody can know who it is anyway.
Unless they listen to this show.
Yeah, then you got to fuck it.
But even still, then they only know an alias, internet alias. It's not like,
wait,
you know. But girls are different from dudes. Girls are, like, very, like, modest. Well, I mean, not really. She did send me a picture of her boots. But, but still, like,
oh, shit. It looks like I am.
All right, all right. Hey, we got more people to bring on back onto the panel. We also have a non sicko here and Celtic Abortion. What's up, Celtic Abortion?
Finally, huh? What's up, man?
Shut up.
Hey, if I get that picture, I'm posting it on B. Wait a minute, can you even hear me?
Crappy Airbags is giving us a gayness level of 9.5. Crappy. I would like you to call in and make good on your promise. You got what, 14 minutes? It's 15 minutes to go. Crappy Airbags, you have 15 minutes to call in and before we go off the air. Or, you have 15 minutes to call in. It's really going to be a shame if we don't get a cameo, at least, by Bags.
Wait, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay.
What's up, Celtic Abortion? What do you want to add?
When am I going to be able to see those titties? The name on them.
Hey, Dr. Gonzo, fuck you.
Who are you asking that question to?
The guy with the girl who wrote his name on her boobs.
Oh, are you talking about Kitty? LLS Kitty?
No, it wasn't her. Never mind. Yeah, it was her. It was LLS Kitty. Yeah, it was her. That dude did it.
Boss me, dude. Who was it? I forgot, man. Who was it?
No, it was LLS Kitty. That's who it was. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's the story. Just sticking to it.
She's a slut.
Dude. Yeah. What, Gonzo PhD seems to like your voice changer there, Celtic.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh, I lost the shoe, guys. The shoe just came off my head. Fuck, dude.
You got to pound your 40 now.
Pound the 40?
Yep,
I have 40 left. I got to pound the whole thing because I lost
you? You got to pound whatever you have left. And if you have less than a third, if you have like a third or less
now
left,
I'm going to show it in my chat. I've got literally like half a 40 left. I'm going to pound it all right now on tiny chat. All right, here we go. Oh, I got to put the phone down to do this. Hold on.
Yeah, do what you got to do, man. Make it happen.
Hey, link the tiny chat.
It's / Russell League.
Yeah,
that's League. It's Tiny Chat / Wrestle League. God damn.
Who put on the fucking video? Oh, God. Then it gets minimized.
Self to me.
Why is Blitz?
Huh?
Blitz put on a video, and now we can't keep Danny maximized for his 40 chug.
I hate that. I hate it when people do videos. It's like, what? Fuck it. You know, I'm just going to go on YouTube and watch what I want on YouTube, right? No, D12, none of that shit. Come on. It's bad enough. God. Lord.
Holy shit, dude. Like, when I was just pounding that, dude, I fucking puked a little bit. And then I was like, fuck, dude, I can't spew this shit everywhere. Everybody will laugh at me. So I just swallowed 40 ounce and the puke. I was like, fuck it.
Good call, Danny.
Oh, I thought I had to go to my club.
No, I was like, man, I can't go out like Shadow DXS and puke on cam. I was like, fuck this, dude. I held the puke and the 40 ounce in my mouth, and then
I
swallowed
the
20 and the 40
ounce. You
chugged the 20 ounce.
Shut up.
Dude, my stomach feels like ass right now, but at least I didn't puke. Shadow DXS, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say, yeah, dude, you're smarter for actually puking, but at least I retain the pride. So with the pride, I have to pay for it with the horrible feeling in my stomach right now. But it's all good. Dude, I'm going to be so drunk. I'm going to be fucking faded in a minute.
Oh, you're not faded already?
Well, I was. Now I'm going to be, like, super faded.
Just smoke a little more crack.
I'm not allowed, dude. I'm on probation.
Oh,
crack is black.
You can't even crack.
I know, dude.
Neil!
Oh, my God. Fucking Neil Rawhauser just showed up in Tiny Chat.
How awesome is this?
Dude.
No.
Neil.
I'm way too drunk for this.
I'm leaking it all over your shit, Vince, because Neil's awesome. Bam.
This is too serious for right now. Seriously.
Oh, my God. This is another broadcast down the toilet. I'm sorry, folks. I tried. I really did. We didn't try shit.
We lost the show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ghost is in the chat room. Are you shitting me? Is that the real Ghost?
No, it's probably our Ghost.
Meet Kitty Fucks.
Meep Kitty Fucks?
It's not plural. It's singular. It's Meep Kitty Fuck.
Well, now it's Meep Kitty Fuck. Get over it.
Jesus.
Playing this gay-ass movie.
What?
Again, folks, I apologize for the content and programming. This is, I encourage you, if you have young children or people with an IQ above 100, that you keep them away from this program. And once again, listener discretion is advised. We have 10 minutes to go. That means 10 minutes to get in on this sausage fest called... Oh, we lost Sicko. But that's okay, because you know what? You lose a Sicko, you pick up a crappy airbags. Let's check in with crappy airbags. Airbags, you're live now on the air. What's up?
Yo, what's up, Vince? Hold on a second. You ready?
Yeah, I'm totally ready.
You're going to get banned.
Damn.
You're going to get banned.
Dude, did you do a bong right?
You kidding me, dude? He's a fan.
Yeah.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
That was a big rip.
It was tasty.
Are you a bald guy?
That's right. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity as it gloriously moves into overtime, you got 8 minutes to go to call in. It's 347-826-7667. I got Hammurabi's code. I got Shadow DXS. I got Danny Dantalian. We got Celtic Abortion. We got Crappy Airbags taking bong rips live on the air. I don't know what's going on. Dude, Vince,
I have a problem. Vince, I have a problem.
You always have a problem. What is it, Danny?
Dude, I've got to piss, but I think I'm too drunk to walk to the bathroom. What should I do?
Piss in a cup or a bottle or something.
Okay, all right.
Trucker jug.
I think he's going to puke. I think he's going to puke. I think that's code for I got to puke, dude.
Hey, Vince, you were being simulcast in the Russell League
chat,
and it was actually kind of cool.
We lost him. He hung up. Danny's gone. But that was cool. Danny Dantalian, everybody. Danny Dantalian. Great to have him on the panel tonight. We're down to Hammurabi's Code, Shadow DXS, Celtic Abortion, and Crappy Airbags. If you want to... There's a ton of people that are just listening too. If you want to join the conversation, just press the number 1 and we'll bring you aboard. So while we have a couple of minutes left for our live listeners, let's go around the horn here. Hammurabi, anything you want to say imparting to the live listeners right now?
tinychat.com/Russell League, because it's awesome. Also, Neil's awesome, and he's talking to himself because his mic's not on, I don't think. Maybe it is. I have that shit muted. Maybe he's not. I don't know. I can't listen to that shit and hear myself. Anyway.
Someone wants to come on.
That...
I'm sorry, Celtic Abortion, you said somebody wants to come on. What are you talking about?
Danny Dantalian wants to come on.
Danny Dantalian. Okay, did he call back in? Is that what he's saying?
So he's about to call.
Yeah, I think this is him.
He's calling.
Did we get Danny back? Is Danny...
Yo, yo. Oh, all okay. Right, so, I was saying, because, like, dude, I feel like I might fall over if I go to the bathroom. Like, so what should I do? I have to piss.
Piss in a cup.
40-ounce bottle.
Empty 40-ounce bottle.
Piss right back into the 40-ounce bottle. Duh. Yeah,
like, I'm actually up on cam in Tiny Chat right now, though.
Should do
like,
that.
What happens?
Oh, Hauser's in there with you. You should do it. That's going to make it. X you out. It's going to have a great screen cap to post up on YouTube. That'll be classic.
Like, well, I mean, I don't have the camera on my dick, but they can see by my hand motions what I'm actually doing right now.
Who cares?
Oh, my God. Celtic Abortion, anything you'd like to say to the live listeners before we hang up?
I almost had an accident. Like, I had my dick hole lined up in the bottle the wrong way, and it kind of skewed it a little bit out. Wow.
Okay, like I said, Celtic Abortion, do you have any final thoughts for the live listeners before we say goodbye to them?
Damn, man, I just farted. I could have done that, but I guess not. I really don't have anything to say, to be honest.
Perfect. Airbags, anything you'd like to say to the live...
Are we going into overtime, Vince?
All right, that's good.
We might
I need to waddle up, jiggle.
We are going to go into a little bit of overtime, I think. We'll take it as far as it needs to go. Hopefully we'll get some ladies to
call. A lot of times, like, after 20 minutes, you just pop in and you're like, all right, guys. So, I'm thinking I want to call it a night here, and then you do it.
Get some more fat bitches in this chat.
Yes, we need female callers. These ladies, there's 3 minutes left. Please call in. We've only had one female caller. She had the biggest boob so far. They were 36 double D's. And that was a tie between Shadow DXS and Nikki Smokes a Lot. So, ladies, call in, please. I think Miss Becker should call in. Is she still in the house? Yeah. Titties on strike. Wait. Miss Becker says ladies won't call. Titties on strike. Now I have a head cold. It's terrible. All right, I'm getting some feedback from somebody.
Is that X-Night?
No, it sounds like X-Night, but no, I think that was DXS with the echo. Yeah, it was.
Yep, definitely.
Yep.
I told you.
It's always DXS. That's how it works.
Yeah.
With the feedback. Get some headphones, bro. Get some headphones. Okay, well, you know, thank you everybody who've been listening live tonight. This has been fun, Big Titty Tuesday. I think next week it'll just be Titty Tuesday.
Call in if you're a voyeur. You can listen in, and then eventually we'll just suck you in, and it'll be hilarious to us.
Or not.
Or not. That doesn't ever happen in overtime.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
I just want to make sure that everybody knows about Op Facebook.
Oh shit!
As the new leader of LulzSec, Op Facebook is my number one priority. As soon as I smoke this ounce of weed, and you know what I'm saying? The black dog flies at midnight, niggas.
Exactly.
The real leader of LulzSec would have called it a nigger dog.
Whatever, dude. There's a million words for it. There's 99 words for it, at least, and a bitch ain't one. But there's also 99 words for boobs, everybody. And
oh, God, not
this
song.
We have 99 jimmies.
We got 99 jimmies. Dude, I have 99 jimmies and not one. Not one has been rustled, all right?
Bullshit.
I'll tell you what some bullshit is. I'm going to go alleviate myself and see who's left. All right.
Nice.
Good night, everybody. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/.
Call the show if you want to listen.
Hey. Vince of the Bay. Yeah. 347-826-7667. Peace out.
Jugs and orbs and darts.
Jugs and orbs and dicks and
Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas. Sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jello molds and hiving lights.
This is fuck.
Every day I probably use 99 words,
you know what I'm saying?
For boobs.
Oh shit.
Humpty dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, shooters, physics tutors, Bobsy twins and ball commuters, double, double UMDs, MREs and CFDs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerbers, servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big bulls, double whoppers, billows, billows, dondolillos, soft serve thumbs and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, earmuffs, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow donkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirl show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins, her claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob.
What a fantastical treat that was. All right, that cleared out the room pretty good. Well, we can take this in many directions. Hammurabi, are you there?
Absolutely.
Sweet. We got Celtic Abortion on the air.
Oh, you had me muted. Okay.
And then we have Danny. Danny Dantalian.
Am I on mute? Am
no,
I on
you're
mute?
Not. No,
not now.
I've been saying that shit for like 10 minutes.
Sweet.
Fuck?
Yeah,
again,
you're on mute.
Again, I tell you, the best parts of the show are not heard.
Vince, I have a question for you.
Hang on.
I'm broadcasting into a tiny chat right now. So, is the show still broadcasting from your Blog Talk Radio
the
website?
Basement?
No. No, it's not. So,
no.
You guys are,
so in order to simulcast to it, the only way I could even simulcast to it was to put myself on speakerphone then, correct?
Yeah, basically.
We don't need to hear it.
Yeah,
I'm not even gonna do that. But I'm gonna go ahead and turn my microphone on the tiny chat so at least I can hear what I'm saying.
If we get echo, I'm gonna you're gonna have to mute it or I'm gonna mute you or something.
Check. No, you won't get echo because you're not in tiny chat. Are you getting echo right now?
Put it on your speaker.
Whatever you're doing right now sounds fine. You sound fine.
No, I put it on my speaker when the show was on. The show's not on anymore, so I took it off my speaker, and now all they can hear in the tiny chat is me. They can't hear you guys.
No, put it on the speaker. Like that's what I'm saying.
Dude, I don't feel like putting the speaker phone on.
Oh, yeah, Vince
and the Dunce.
Okay.
The Dunce.
All right, sorry. I'm not trying to pressure anybody into putting shit on speakerphone and waking up their mom.
Yeah, you are, dude. You're trying to pressure me. You're trying to peer pressure me, dude. And I'm not falling for
it. I'm not
dude.
About peer pressure, bro.
Dude, no, dude. They taught me about peer pressure and dare, all right? And I'm not going to fall for your peer pressure tactics because we all know you're a drug dealer and that you're trying to get me hooked on cocaine. I'm not going to fall for that shit.
It's meth,
taught
bro.
Taught me about shit and dare.
I like
fifth grade. I graduated dare.
I've got affordable prices.
Hey, is there anybody we can prank? Anybody we can prank call right now?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is actually.
Oh, wait! I forgot. I can't call out. Fuck! I hate that.
I can't call out.
Dirt cheap meth. White glove, sir.
No, I don't have. I got the bare bones package. They're not going to let me call out in overtime. You got to pay more for that shit. I guess.
Just take your cell phone and put it up to the phone.
Well, somebody else could call. Somebody else who's called in. Somebody else who's called in can.
Three way.
Totally three-way.
See, I could do that, but I don't know how to three-way on this cell phone. If I was on my house phone, I could do that, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I think we got XU out on the line right now. What's up, XU out?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Doing fantastic, XU out. We're just steamrolling here straight into overtime. It's a very select panel. Sam Robbie's
oh
code.
Oh my
Celtic,
God! What
Celtic
the fuck
abortion,
am I looking at?
Danny and XU out. Hey, Celtic abortion. Did you notice that Ghost was in my chat room listening?
Mouth breather.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, actually everybody in Tiny Chat was telling me like to put it on speaker, so I was gonna go ahead and put it on speaker. But dude, even on this phone, there isn't even a speakerphone on this cell phone.
Well, you got an Obama phone.
He's got that Mr. Yatsu AT&T burner phone.
You got the Loop Crew shit.
The guys are
he's
got Boost Mobile.
Oh, he's got that Mr. Yatsu AT&T burner phone.
No, it's not a burner phone. It has a plan on it, but there's no speakerphone on it. It's the cheapest phone.
My bad.
You got a plan.
I thought you were as elite as Mr. Yatsu. My bad.
No, dude, there's no way I'm as elite as Mr. Yatsu, dude. Dude, hardly anybody on the internet is as elite as him.
I hear you. He does 10-minute docs on people that seem to take months and never turn up. It's kind of fucking weird. But he is super elite, and from what I understand, he's anonymous owner, and he takes down Google. Anytime Google's reporting that they are having problems, it's all bullshit. It's all really anonymous owner. Just so you guys know.
Click the link in the chat. Click the link in the chat to the thread. You guys need to see that.
Yeah, no, you don't. I don't endorse any links.
No, it's just a 4chan link.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I clicked that shit like a motherfucker. What the fuck am I looking at?
I know.
Yeah, you can't. You gotta just.
It's safe. There's no viruses or anything in it.
Is this somebody giving birth?
I think it is.
I don't want to speculate. Can we not talk about it, please?
Dude, I'm not in the chat room anymore. Somebody go to tinychat.com.
You're lucky.
Somebody go to somebody who's in the chat. Dude, drop the link in the Russell League tiny chat because I'm not in the chat. I want to see what this is. This sounds intriguing.
Just
Celtic abortion is.
Hold on, I'm about to click the link. Hold on.
Holy shit.
Let me see what this is. Oh, dude, that looks like some chick about to have a baby, though. And she just decided to post it on 4chan. Dude, this is so old. This has been on 4chan for probably about 2 years now. Dude, this is why I don't go to 4chan anymore. There's no OC on 4chan anymore. Like, ever. Shit's just recycled over and over.
If I save it, is that considered illegal? Because I don't know.
I don't know if it's illegal or not, but
why
all I know is
that. Why would you save that?
I don't know if it's... No, if you save it, it's not illegal. No, that wouldn't be illegal to save it. I don't see how that would be illegal. But that shit's been around for like 2 years now. I remember that shit came back. I first saw that shit, and like everybody was freaking out. It's archived on Chan Archive. The first instance of it. But that shit's old as fuck. I got pissed again. Hold on.
All right, while he's pissing, we're going to bring on another special guest over time here. We have Vert. Vert is joining us now here. What's up, Vert?
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. We're just going through overtime here. It's free form. This is just stream of consciousness. you know, whatever. It is what it is. What's on your mind?
Not much, just listening in. I raised my hand just because I did, but no, just pretty much listening in.
All right, feel free to chime in at any time. It's all good. Anybody that wants to be unmuted, just press the number 1, and I'll unmute you. There's a couple of people there, but whatever. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like we got any ladies with us. It's
no bitches.
No bitches. It's very, very disappointed for the turnout. There was a lot in the chat, but none that showed up on the air except for Nikki. So, oh, well, you know, you try. Worth of the World is still listening. So just technically we do have some boobies still listening to the show. So Celtic Abortion, can you do me a favor and turn your thing up a little notch so it sounds more squeaky, like a chipmunk?
Like this?
Yeah, that should be the Celtic Abortion voice, I think.
I'll keep it like this.
One more notch. A little more.
No.
Okay.
No. Fine. That's perfect.
All right, it's an even number now.
Too
much.
Here you go. Can you imagine this voice on at the same time with Sang?
That would be a Celtic Abortion.
That would be complete abortion altogether. I'd have to delete that shit.
Yeah.
My little pony.
Oh my god, if Crappy Airbags was here, he'd say like gay level 11.7.
11.7, why is the 0.7 in there?
Well, 10 is the most. Anything past 10 is just, you know, redonkulous.
0.7 is kind of odd, though.
Why is that so odd? But why does the 7 bother you?
I don't know. It's just an uneven number.
Huh. Interesting. That's, you know what? You know how many callers I have on the line right now?
How many?
7.
Huh. Ooh, it's a conspiracy.
The Illuminati is running the show. The Illuminati is running the show, folks.
This is just another sign that the Internet you're coming on the 21st to wreck
shop. I'm telling you, folks, it's coming. It's going to be fucking... It's going to be redonkulous. Well, technically, right now, we're broadcasting on December 12th, 2012. On the East Coast, at least.
Another hour, it's going to be all of America.
It's officially 12 over there.
Yes.
I wish Worth of the World would raise her hand. That would be fantastic. Cool.
I'll just put
her
on.
Suck her in.
Why do you need permission?
I'm not. No, I don't unmute people unless they raise their hand.
Bullshit! I've seen you do it. Fucking pull her in.
No, no.
Scooby, no. Fucking Bushwick Bill or Johnny Cush sucked me in when I didn't have my hand raised.
Yeah,
don't give me this bullshit,
they're bro. Trigger happy. They're trigger
happy. I know
happy.
How your BTR works. Just
you
suck
sucked it, yeah, Vince. You've done that to me a couple times. Just you take it in, you go, hey, unscreened, unmuted, bang, and like, yeah. So don't be dropping that shit, Vince. Sorry, man. Love you, bro, but you know.
Just suck her in. Enough bullshit. She doesn't know how to do the dial pad deal or hit one or whatever.
No, she knows how. She knows how. She's just debating whether she wants to do it. So, you know, give her some time. You never know. Oh, wait, here we go. Speaking of the devil, here's Worth of the World. What's up, Worth?
I didn't realize you were talking about me right now. That's kind of funny.
Dude, how are you still taking calls? The show's over like 15 minutes ago, dude. I don't even know how you're taking
These are
calls.
Special guests. These are special after-party guests.
Dude, no, wait. That's some fucking time. Illuminati shit, dude. No, dude, Venture, you're fucking Illuminati. This is bullshit. The Blog Talk Radio doesn't let you just put motherfuckers on after the show's over. You have Illuminati connections.
I would just have like to also. I'll take a screenshot. Well, I can't. I don't know, but I'll just tell you that.
Vince, everybody knows you're a fucking Freemason now. Just come clean.
Vince is a Jew.
Okay, I just want to tell you, just for reference, all the callers that don't have their number blocked have at least 1-7 in their number. All four of them.
Very
1-7. In their number. Boom.
That's straight conspiracy, then.
Oh my God, we have taken it to another level. And I still have 7 callers left. You know what? There's this band. There's this band. Go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You want a random titty fact?
A what?
A random titty fuck.
Oh, I thought you said a random titty fuck. I was like, hell fucking yeah. fact? Like a factoid? Like a titoid?
Titoid. Would you like a titoid?
Absolutely. Please. Please. Indulge us. Thank you.
So apparently in Florida there's a law that you cannot kiss your wife's tits.
Why?
Wait, where's
I
it?
Don't know.
Wait, where's this law?
It's Shadow DXX along the line because he's
Florida.
He can confirm this.
Oh, sorry.
What's going on, man? This is crazy.
So now Shadow DXX could get arrested for making out with his Juggalo boyfriend.
Apparently so.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Can you imagine his boyfriend gets arrested?
I want to know if Shadow can lick his own nipple.
Hey guys, you might want to check out 365daysofbooty.tumblr.com. Just saying, you might want to check
fuck.
It's a mix of female gluteus maximus, and not all of it is top shelf, but there's some decent stuff on there. There's some chick of a girl showing her butt with a can of Nutella. I don't know what that's about. That kind of makes me think of feces, but it's an interesting looking blog. That's 365daysofbooty.tumblr.com.
I'll remember that. Post that. Link it in the chat, dude.
I'm not in the chat anymore, man. I'm in tiny chat. I'm taking up your blog talk chat.
Oh, excuse moi, Mr. Tiny Chat. Wow. Man, I tell you, no more Celtic abortion pictures from 4chan, please.
Oh.
Please.
That one? I had a question about that, but I'm not clicking on it.
I'm not clicking on it, so I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, good.
I can't answer your question.
That one's not, it's not bad. It's the Nirvana cover.
Somebody who's in Vince's chat and is also in Tiny Chat, link me to it. I'll click on it.
It's not bad, dude. It's just...
Oh, man. It's horrible. It's whatever it is, it's probably horrible.
Dude, seriously, if you're too scared to click a link, how are you going to get...
Dude,
how are you going to have the additional fortitude to live everyday life? Seriously.
Links can kill.
But, like, dude,
YOLO,
if you're too scared to move... You're too scared to move your index finger just a little bit to indicate a little bit of pressure on your index finger. You're too scared to do that. How are you going to have the nerve to take the world by the balls when the opportunity comes? It's just not going to add up.
Dude, we're lucky we're able to even talk about links.
Dude, seriously,
yeah.
Somebody in Tiny Chat right now.
Hey.
Link me to a virus. So I will click it and download it right now. I don't even give a fuck.
You gotta listen to Vince.
You must
go to fucking federal prison for fucking pacing away.
Like, I give a fuck.
Exactly.
That's what will be sure of it.
Still 7 callers. There's one caller that's just listening. One more caller that's listening that has not raised his or her hand. Caller.
Raise your hand, dude.
Raise your hand. If you want to join the seventh. And final caller in overtime. If you want to, you know, nut up and call in, please do so now. Press the number 1. Been listening for all of overtime. God bless our soul.
Could be Crypt Keeper.
It could be a lot of people.
Holy shit!
It could be Santa.
Vince, you should start like a romance section on your show, like a dating kind of like a dating game or something. Like,
yeah.
No, you like match 2 people from the internet up, and then you try to like set them up
make
in
them
real life.
Okay, yeah. I can play matchmaker. So what you want me to be, like the Chuck Woolery of BTR?
Exactly.
We'll be back in 2 and 2. Yeah,
instead of the love boat, it'll be the love boat.
Yeah. Yo,
click that link I just posted.
Fuck no. Don't click his link, dude.
That one's funny. It's not a picture. It's just a thread.
Somebody who's in Tiny Chat, also a Blog Talk Chat, link me to it. I'll click it. I will click any
one
link that anybody sent me right now. I guarantee it. I'll even Manicamp broadcast in Tiny Chat and make it.
Lick-a-balls. It's all right. It happens, man.
Holy shit, dude, I found
Goofy then. Dude, you're just freaking me out, man. What are you, Celtic abortion, whatever, all cool. But the voice shit's gotta go, man. Seriously.
I like this voice thing. I can't change
the voice changer is like his shtick. That's like his gimmick. That's like his
word.
Because everybody knows when somebody gets on with the voice. That it's Celtic. So,
part of my master plan.
That's fine, but you sound like a chick, and it's freaking me out. You know, so tone
like,
goes down.
My God, like seriously, do I?
I'm getting there. So
he's Celtic
down,
abortion.
Man.
That's exactly how a Celtic abortion is supposed to sound. This
nah,
is
I
a
wanted the
abortion,
base
aborted
now.
Pony. This is one of our allies here. This is a result of a reminder of what bronyism has brought to our culture and how it's eroding at the fabric of our youth.
Exactly.
Doesn't it sound like Ashart McFags, though? It's kind of freaking me out. Just a little bit. I like the lower voice, his higher voice. But I thought there was a female on here.
There is. Worth of the World is here.
Worth of the Universe or something.
No,
Pluto, the World.
Sure.
Hey, where is she?
I'm right here. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? All right. How you doing tonight?
Holla.
Doing great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, what is this a picture of? Is that a picture of Goofy Bone and all his relatives in a river with all their belongings and garbage bags?
You gotta put the you gotta write that on there, man, and fucking send it to him.
Post it on Twitter.
That's Goofy Bone and his cousins.
Definitely.
Oh, man. Yeah. There you go, dude.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Talking to a woman.
And it
goes right to Goofy Bone. I mean, seriously, Vince? You know, I got to...
I'm going to rage,
and I'm going to H-O-I-C-L-O-I-C-U in a second. I'm talking to a woman here online
You guys want to go to
trying to help you out here with your show, and you go right
to
the Goofy Bone. No, you go right to the Goofy Bone.
Hold on, actually, you don't even have to do the wait. I got you right now. I'll HRC events right now. Look, I'm broadcasting my desk.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Oh yeah, that's right. Vince, you disrespect me.
Oh wait, all right. You gotta get my.
No, it did.
Hold on, let me plug in my thumb drive with all my elite hacker tools.
You just lost it. So there's no more breastuses on the program anymore.
There's no more breastuses?
So that means I got to shut this taco stand down. So anything else you guys want to talk about before we...
What?
Calisthenic abortion, is there something you wanted to say?
Click the link I just posted.
I will click on none of your links. Thank you very much. I appreciate what you add to the show audio wise, but I don't trust anything you got going on in the show.
Good call,
Jessica Borden. Who's that? Where's she listening from? What's her story? What's that about? I get all these random women that listen to the show.
Because you're the biggest white knight in the internet.
White knight. How do I white knight?
Yeah. You have so many bitches on your show, and you keep talking about them. Give them attention.
Well, that's what you need to do with bitches. You give them attention. What else are you going to do?
Not be a white knighting faggot.
Excuse me? What was that?
Dude, don't white knight for these whores, dude. Let them call you. You beg for them to call you, they're going to, like, test you and shit.
I don't beg for them to call.
Well, never mind.
Where's Hammy? He's
well,
quiet.
I mean, you know, I as a normal part of my show, I say, hey, folks, call in. I might say, hey, ladies, give me a call. But I don't go out of my. I don't target them specifically, like you seem to be suggesting.
And before Vince is a predator.
No, I'm not a predator, dude.
Vince, I've literally.
I'm very tolerant. I'm very tolerant.
A 40-ounce bottle with piss during your show. Like during your show, I've filled half a 40-ounce bottle with piss. Like, I'll even show it on Sign Chat. Like, this is all piss.
Oh, God.
Holy
shit. Oh, my God.
He's not kidding.
He really just kissed the bottle on Sign Chat.
That is awesome.
That was
God damn.
I'm struggling with double, triple pneumonia. That's why I'm a little raspy in my voice tonight. But I want to.
If I poured bleach into this, would I get mustard gas poisoning?
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Fuck your rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Good show, Vince. It was a good night tonight. Yeah, you Jimmys didn't get rustled. You know, it was kind of smooth.
Not one. I had 99 cheese and not one got rustled, bro.
Exactly, Bella. And it was well controlled.
Total wrestle free.
You're getting that grip, brother. I like that. You're just grabbing the bull by the horns now.
What are you talking about, the bull by the horns? What do you mean? Are you talking about the show or my...
Yeah, the show.
Oh, yeah, right.
Controlling it from utter chaos that it usually gets into. Not any fault of yours. You're usually like, hey, hello, is this thing on? So you haven't had to say that for like two nights. That's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, again, you know what? No matter what, my show gets mixed reactions from everybody. I can't please everybody. You know, when I think it's going great, other people think it sucks. Some people complain about this, other about that. Some stuff that people complain about, other people's, that's what they like about it. It's just hard to please everybody, you know.
Maybe you should start doing radio graffiti.
I do my own sort of radio graffiti. I don't get enough volume of callers to do a good radio graffiti, but I do audio spaghetti, which is kind of my own version. Everybody's live, and you know, ideally people call in and put weird soundboards on, or people just say like, you know, words over and over and over. And then what's that noise?
I just banned some fucking dude from our chat. Danny's just laughing.
Feedback issues.
He was in the middle of talking, like he was trying to troll or something. And I just like freaking, I sniper banned him, dude. I was like, he didn't
even
see it coming.
That's 326 kill right there. Isn't that right, Danny? Oh shit! Oh,
dude, I can't kill the chat.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, Vince, as far as the people who you say some people you piss people off, whatever, or who's gonna say good show, bad show? Take a look at how many people are in your chat room every night, and how many people are on your switchboard. And I think you've been doing pretty damn good. We're all here. You know, the haters, fuck them. They don't have to come back. They don't have to listen. But the people who I think contribute the most to your show with you, we're here every night, brother. So fuck the haters, man. You know what I mean? You're doing great.
Sweet. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No worries. All right, man. I'm done with this. Good show. Catch you on the flip side. Have a great night, everybody. You know where to get me. I'll catch you all later on. Peace.
Right on. X you out, everybody. X you out. Thanks for coming out. Oh, my God. I'm ready to just shut this thing off right now. Is there anybody have anything else they want to talk about before we do this?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a shitload of gore.
Dude, no, I don't want to see
you. I'm not linking it, though. I'm not linking it.
Okay, what about this gore? What are you looking at exactly?
It's really fucked up shit.
Dude,
is it anything new, though?
Describe it for us.
Like, are you in the tiny chat, Celtic?
It's a 200-image gore thread, so some of it's got to be OC.
Link me to it, because it's all the gore threads, unfortunately, they've been the same thing. Like, link it in the chat, and then maybe somebody that's in the tiny chat and the chat.
In the chat, please. Whatever.
No, just link it in the blog talk chat. Link it in the blog talk chat, and then somebody from the blog talk chat.
But I think not
who's
to
in
do.
The tiny chat.
Dude, it's not bad. It's not going to get you banned or anything. It's still 4chan link.
But my gore folder is lacking. Like, dude, literally, I'm not even lying. Half of my gore folder is pictures of Al Gore. Like, I'm serious. I could stream it right now on tiny chat, and you'll see it's like six pictures of Al Gore and then like six pictures of like abortions and shit. which I use
a
troll
face. A lot of edgy bags in this. Ew,
some
guy cut.
I'm so pissed off that Facebook security has gotten so gay. Like, you can't even make a troll Facebook on a whim anymore. You have to literally stick with that shit. And, like, you have to fucking ninja that shit for a while. Get some people to add you that won't report you.
That's gay. Full G.
Yeah, dude. You can't even make a troll Facebook anymore unless you dedicate some time to it.
Oh, my God. This gore is really disgusting. It's really nasty.
Is it on the front page?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to check it out because I need to add some, like, gore for it because that shit always comes in handy when you got somebody who's really extra sensitive that you want to piss off.
Oh, this is some nasty shit. A lot of it's old, but, I mean, it's still pretty gross.
I want no part of that.
Oh, of course not. I'm not going to tell you to click it.
Oh, I see it. Is it the one, the first picture on the thread is the dudes in the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty big thread. It's got some...
That's even more information that I want to hear.
Well...
I mean, you can learn a lot about human anatomy from just researching gore threads, though. Like, if you ever want to be getting into film, if you ever want to be a director and you want to make, like, exploitation films, I mean, the first stop you go to for research would be 4chan, seriously. Because you can learn about all kinds of, like, what color blood comes from what part of the body and stuff. Like, you know, like art, the difference between arterial blood and just, you know, regular blood. You know, there's differences and stuff. If you want your film to be realistic, you should go and research that shit. 4chan's good.
There's also science.
Well, yeah,
oh,
but I mean, you're not going to see in science books, you're not going to see actual crime scene photos, for instance, like this one with the two chicks in the kitchen. They got their shit fucked up. God damn. I fucked their day up, dude. It's bad that I'm laughing at it, dude. I'm so sorry.
Hey, look for the one that says, look for the one that says soup's ready with the fucking, like, dead woman in the bathtub.
What does it say?
It says soup's ready, and it has, like,
oh,
drawings.
My God, dude. Yeah, I've seen this one, dude. This is a
that
chick that killed
terrible.
Herself.
That sounds horrible.
No, dude. This,
that
no, this conjures is
up a horrible
herself.
Image. I don't, I'm not,
no, she,
I don't approve
no, listen,
any of
listen, Vince. This is what happened. She killed herself, right? And she was in the fucking bathtub. She must have slit her wrist in the bathtub, and she was
yeah,
in there
I know.
For, like, two fucking weeks.
I can imagine
she
that.
For 2 fucking weeks. And it's all it is, it's just, like, everything's liquefied. You know, like, the bathtub is, like, just full of, like, fucking liquefied human. It's just fucking... God, it's awful. Like, literally, her thigh has right. melted off of the bathtub.
I'm shutting up the show. I'm turning the show off.
Okay, we'll stop.
I don't get down like that.
Oh,
I don't
dude.
Get down like that.
Oh, dude, there's some OC on the. I don't know if it's OC, but there's some new shit on this gore thread. There's like super.
What does OC stand for?
Original content. I don't know if it's original content, but it's stuff I haven't seen before. There's like extreme cases of anorexic on here. Like they look like worse than Auschwitz.
That's
like,
nasty.
It's disgusting, dude. I'm looking at one of the chicks that is all
bone. This bitch looks like a stegosaurus, dude. She's got a fucking bat bone sticking out like a stegosaurus.
Yeah, it's horrible. I think we're looking at the same one, Danny. I'm going to post it.
Absolutely. Somebody posted a broken Super. Somebody posted a broken Nintendo 64 core.
Dude, I'm going to save some of those images and post them on Twitter randomly.
Dude, that looks horrible. What dude would want to fuck that? Dude, so creepy. So creepy.
Oh, man, there's like, oh, damn, yeah, there's some fucked up shit in this thread, dude. I'm not going to lie. Damn. Shit. There's like a G. There's like a GIF. There's a GIF. How does that even happen?
I'm looking at a picture of a dude with a fucking, like, a wrench through his eyeball.
Hey, dude, look at the woman on the skewer.
Wait, where?
The woman on the skewer? The woman on the skewer. The Chinese woman. She's on, like, a skewer getting roasted over a fire.
She's been, like, impaled or something?
Yeah, well, she had,
that's
like, a...
That's the thing... That's,
I don't want to describe
that was, like, the main banner from,
Just for the record, if you guys ever see the GIFs or the videos of the chick that's being hung, she's standing on a tire and she's being hung, and there's a guy in a ski mask.
Cool,
that's all fake. That's all fake. There's a website that does that, and it's all fake. That's staged. See that, like, in every gore threat on Fina.
Ew,
ooh,
dude. There's a hooker missing a leg.
Somebody posted a dog. Oh my god, somebody posted a dog just laying in a provocative pose. Sometimes the best thing about these gore threads are you have the smart asses that come in and just try to post stuff that's not gore, but it's just funny anyway.
Dude, these gore fags are cool and edgy, though. They think they're fucking cool and edgy.
That's yeah, I don't know what it is about. I think some of them just, like, are... I don't know. I don't know if they're all, like, edgy or whatever. I think
I would imagine part of them are just doing it to be cool, and part of them probably are legitimately fascinated by it. I had a friend...
Yeah, they're literally fucked up.
I had a friend...
I mean, like, even, like...
Well, hang on a second. Check this out. I had a friend of mine that I grew up with. When we were growing up, three of us were driving on this overpass, and we drove over a fucking human being, okay? We were like the third or fourth car to drive over this human being. Some transient dude was on this overpass and got nailed by a truck, and then he just got hit by a car behind it, and they just got dragged behind a couple of cars, and we totally ran over it, and it was one of the most traumatic situations ever. I remember vividly, basically coming around this turn, and all of a sudden there's just this big, like, there was like debris all over, which were like clothing and shit. And all of a sudden, there's just, like, this blob that fucking thumped us so hard. It was like fucking ran over a deer.
Dude, I
would have
laughed.
Shit.
I'm not even lying, dude. I would have laughed. I would have been like, I would have laughed at my friend. And be like, what the fuck, he just ran somebody
dude,
over.
Dude, this body, this corpse, fucking, it punctured my friend's car's, whatchamacallit?
Tire?
No, not tire. Oh, my God. Water heater, whatever. Something, man. There was something.
The
something happened.
Did that?
Yeah, it punctured something, and we had to pull over to the side of the road to get it fixed. And eventually, we had to get it towed.
You had pieces of that dude up in your car,
You're probably getting haunted by his ghost.
We pull over on the side of the road. This happens to us. I thought we were the first person to hit it. No, we pull over, and there's like literally like I don't know like 8 to 10 cars lined up. That pulled over, that were, you know,
had run it over.
It was disgusting, man. And so my friend and I'm in the car. I was in complete shock. I couldn't move. I was just. We pulled over. We had to call a tow truck because my friend couldn't drive his car, move his car. So there's like little chunks of this dude on the windshield under the car.
Oh, fuck that noise.
It was I
sold the car, dude.
Yeah,
dude. We had to sit there while everybody else got to just kind of like go like, oh wow, weird, and then drive away. We were stuck there, and fucking my friend that's with me is kind of one of these people that I think is into gore and shit. You know, he's like I gotta go back and look at it, man. I just have to. And I was like, dude, you're disgusting, man. That's horrible. He's like, no, I just have to. He ran back to look, and he wanted to see it like close up for himself. And I thought that was so weird that he was fascinated by that. So I could see him being into like gore and shit.
I don't think that's weird. I don't think that's
but he
too
turned out
of the ordinary weird.
Being a what do you call it? An EMT. Because he's like he can deal with that shit.
No, he's an EMT.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually he
Oh, that's out. Extra creepy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Okay, see, now I take that back. See, if he's an EMT, was he an EMT at the time, or did he become EMT after?
This is years later. This is like just kind of how he was.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
personality. He was kind of, he liked horror movies. Like, this is like my friend growing up that got me into, like,
Some people just have a natural ability to deal with shit. Like me, like, if I was in a, like, you know, I've been in situations where shit's, like, stressful or whatever. Some people deal better under, like, you know, I guess you could say mortal stress than other people. Like, I think I'd be one of those personality types that would do better in a seriously stressful situation. But, like, if I ran somebody over, I probably wouldn't go run over and be like, oh, my God, I gotta look at that. But, like, if somebody was, like, hurt and, like, they needed attention, I could probably deal with it. But some people are just, like, fascinated by that shit. Like, you know, you got people that are, like, not necessarily crazy, like, serial killer crazy, but some people just are, like, interested in human anatomy and shit. And they like, want to learn about it. And they want to see it firsthand. It was like Edgar Allan Poe. He fucking would, like, take dead animals home and just, like, fucking have them laying there on his desk and shit. But, like, and he would just fucking, and people would be like, what the fuck do you have that shit for? And he'd be like, oh, I'm learning about this shit or whatever. Some people are into that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, dude, this gore thread is probably one of the better gore threads that have been on 4chan in a while. Like, I don't know, I haven't been on B for like a few weeks now. Like, I was on it for a couple days, and I kind of stayed off it because shit was just getting lame. But,
yeah, who the fuck is that bitch that tweeted the Hello Kitty titties?
I just looked at that. I was just looking at that, dude. Awesome.
Yeah. Those titties are nasty. That's furry shit. I'm not a furry.
That's Night Angel. Night Angel. She goes by Night Angel 2012. I wonder if she's going to turn into Night Angel 2013 in a couple of weeks.
Wait, what just happened? Somebody just posted her tits to Twitter?
Nope. False alarm.
No. I just retweeted. If you go to my Twitter feed, I just, it's the top thing on my thing. I just retweeted it.
But I'm on TweetDeck, dude, and it's fucking complicated.
Jesus,
how long ago did you tweet?
Okay. All right, fuck it. I'll just tweet you the link. Hang on. Give me a second here. Give me a second.
Okay. You gotta understand, dude. I gotta use TweetDeck because I have over like fucking 200 sock accounts. I have Sock Puppet Army. So I got
No, I know how you guys roll. I know how you guys roll. I'm not stupid.
I'm looking at it. He just retweeted it. It was my, like, third or fourth tweet.
It's not even coming up in my time. Oh, there it is. Wait, that's not even tits. It's a cartoon. Vince, why are you wasting my time? What the fuck? What the fuck
is it? It is a cartoon, but it's got tits.
But it's a cartoon. You guys
it's
going to
go into slideshow next
furries.
Week.
Confirm furries. Confirm furries.
All right. Anything else, folks, before we wrap up this show?
No.
No, nothing.
Sadly.
Really, Hammurabi has just talked out.
Definitely talked out, Vince.
I love it. Celtic Abortion, anything you'd like to say before we shut it down?
Megger's tongue my anus.
And Danny, any final thoughts?
Russell League for Life, 40 ounce. Final thoughts I would like to say is, I guess, you know, fucking shit, I can't find what I'm trying to say. Fuck, I'm
drunk. You got plenty of time.
Relax.
You got plenty of time.
Just blend in, fuck bitches, drink 40 ounce, get E-fame, rustle everything, disclose nothing, rustle E.
X you out, final thoughts.
Yeah, I think the funniest thing that I heard in this past 15 minutes was when Hammy said, oh, You're going to have a ghost haunting you and shit after running over the corpse story, which was quite fascinating, Vince, and I was just totally with you on it and that whole situation, and wow, good times, good times. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night. You know, sometimes I troll myself by changing my text to white text. Like, I'll try to PM somebody. I'm like, hey, how come my thing's not working?
Way to go, Vince.
Did you know that Night Angel in the chat room is related to somebody else in the chat room?
Yes.
I just found that out tonight. I did not know that.
You should.
Oh, you need to know that shit, Vince. You need to know that shit, bro.
Can't run around hitting on married ladies, Vince.
I haven't said anything to Night Angel. Have I said anything to Night Angel?
No. You just need to know the peeps, bro.
Or that, whatever.
Okay, I don't even... He says I'm cool.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely cool. You need to know the peeps.
You need to know all the peeps.
I get myself e-butt raped. Instead of e-fame, I get e-butt raped in both
that'll make you famous.
Chat room, the graveyard, and the Wrestle League room.
You don't get e-butt raped at the Wrestle League.
Anywhere that Spyco shows up, Spyco shows up and I show up, it happens, okay?
Dude, that's Spyco, though.
Well, hey, you know what? It's a representative of the riffraff that traffic those sites, okay?
All right.
Yeah, sampling. It's a sampling of the type of people that frequent that place.
No, it's one out of, in Wrestle League, it'd be one out of 36. In Graveyard, it'd be one out of 23. Well, zero out of 23, because he's not in there, and it's, you come in, you hang, and we're all cool to you, you're cool to us, and I know what you mean, other channels that say, yeah, stay out of them, and all that crap, but straight up, you know, Wrestle League, and The Chan, and Graveyard is two good channels to hang out in, and I think you can own up to that, and yeah, it is pretty
Crypt
cool hanging
Keeper,
out there.
Crypt Keeper is saying that Spyco is not in Graveyard unless he's there hiding. Interesting.
Exactly. That's
I remember the first
zero.
Time Spyco came on my show. The first time Spyco came on my
he
show, he was like, I was like, okay, final thoughts. So Spyco, and he's like, yeah, really. Shout out to Reaper Sack. Everybody, in Reaper Sack. I'm not in Reaper Sack, but I shit my homies. Like, who the fuck is this guy? That was actually the first time I heard about Reaper Sec. Really, it was because I was like, this guy was mumbling, and the only thing I could pick out was Reaper Sec. But so at
I
what point
Spyco.
In time he was there hanging out, obviously.
Yeah. He was. But, he's Spyco, and he does things that he'll push the limit and all this stuff, but at the end of the day, in real life or whatever, he's a good kid. He's who he is, and I don't think he'd harm a soul, but he knows his computers, and he's the way he is. He's funny, and that's what I've learned.
I think what's funny is watching him almost face desk in Tiny Chat.
So is Neil Rauhauser still in the Tiny Chat?
I don't think so.
No, he left when I took
show.
No, it's just X and Danny at this point.
Yeah. He left when I took a picture of Danny taking a leak or something. I don't know. All of a sudden, boom, he left.
Yo, do you guys want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so I have a friend that's in the Air Force, right? He's over in Japan right now. And, okay, there is a picture at the base. It was a logo for IFCS, and somebody defaced it and made it stand for Individuals Fixing Crappy Systems, and then the circle is a fucking Death Star with an American flag, and the beam is going to the island of North Korea.
Wow. Hmm.
Cool story.
I'm going to get a DR.
Where's that at? Where's that at?
He's in the Air Force over in Japan, over in Okinawa.
Is he the one who saw the rocket fly over, Boo?
Yeah, he was talking about that earlier on Facebook. He was like, yeah, fucking North Korea has to fuck shit up for everybody. Apparently they're making everybody at the U.S. Air Force Base work overtime with their rocket launching, and he's not happy about it.
That's right. Word.
All right, Vince, I'm going to head out.
Right on. Thanks for coming out, Terminally Capitalist. Oh, no, I want to call you Terminally Capitalist. No, you're Celtic Abortion.
Yeah, see you later.
All right, dude, thanks for coming through. Peace out. Actually, thank you, everybody, for coming through.
Right.
And we're going to peace out to somebody who peaced out tonight, Ravi Shankar, rest in peace. Here he is again as he appeared live it was a couple weeks ago on this show. Ravi Shankar, RIP. Good night, everybody.